It's your end.
Hey, you sound louder now.
Okay.
Okay.
I was gonna say the recording sounds fine.
Sweet.
So that's the most important part. You just won't hear anything that I
Yes, can
say.
you, what?
Can you have a conversation with yourself?
Are you there, Mike?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Mike, are you there? Oh, I'll just have to do the show by myself, I
You'll have
guess.
to do your stuff. Okay, I'll edit myself in later. See if
Maybe
you can
Mike
hear
can,
me.
hopefully Mike will be able to edit himself in later. So I'll say, "Hi, Mike, how are you doing?"
This is going to be the most talented episode ever.
Oh, that's good. I enjoy pizza myself. Where did you order it from?
Sardines.
Ooh, sardines are delicious.
Hey, you heard it.
Where did you order them from? You don't get sardines on a pizza, anchovies though.
Well, you would eat sardines if they were on a pizza.
You know, I've never had anchovies on a pizza before.
You never had anchovies on a pizza?
No.
I God, they would be awful. But you're a fish guy. I think you would go for it.
I want to try them, but
Why
I don't
don't
want to
you?
like
Here's
I
the
don't
challenge. Why don't you
Yes.
order that today? Like, just get out of your norm of canned fish or whatever you're gonna eat.
I'm pretty sure that
Step
sorry.
outside the box. Make life interesting. Order a pizza today with anchovies.
Pretty sure anchovies come in a can.
Well, they might come in a can, but you're putting them on a pizza now. So I, and then you can report back to us. Let us know what it's like.
I need to do that. Well, I need to go. They have these like restaurants now where it's like personal pizzas or whatever. It's like Subway, but for pizzas.
Yeah.
And some of those places have anchovies. I'm always tempted.
Oh, you mean when you cook your own, they kind of make it in front of you and then you take it home?
No, they cook it. But it's like Subway where you pick your crust and then you pick all your toppings.
Oh, I don't think we have a place like that. We have like Papa Murphy's
Oh, that's where they make it and you
where
take
they
it.
make it and you can tell them what you want on it, but they don't actually bake it for you.
Yeah, we have like Pi Five we have, and we just went to one Mod Pizza.
Oh.
It's good. I like those places.
What did you have on? What toppings did you have?
All right, do you want to try to guess what I had on mine?
Well, okay, cheese.
Yes.
Man, this next one's a tough ingredient. Maybe some onion.
Actually forgot to put onion on it. But I would have put onion on it had I remembered.
Bell pepper?
Yes, bell pepper.
God, this is tough. Mushrooms.
Mushrooms, yes.
Tomatoes?
Tomatoes, yes.
Oh, I'm good.
You're doing good.
Oh shit, the next is gonna be tough. You wouldn't go to jalapenos or green chili, right?
No, I don't know if they had. No, I didn't do jalapenos. I don't know if they
Yeah,
even had them.
you're a sissy.
And they don't have green chilies because we're too far north.
Oh man, there's got. What other topping would
I'm not a
go?
sissy. I love hot stuff.
Okay, I'm lost on the next ones.
Olives
Black olives?
and black olives.
Not a fan.
Pineapple.
That doesn't belong on a pizza.
Yeah, it does.
That's a dessert thing.
No, it's perfect on a pizza.
No, it's like a
Makes
palate cleanser.
it takes it to the next level.
No, you don't put fruit in food. It just doesn't work.
I know for a fact in Blue Apron they always put fruit in food.
Yeah, but at least that's disguised.
It's blended in, not just sitting right on
Yeah.
top.
Yeah. Okay, was there what else, is there anything else?
The last one was gorgonzola cheese.
Oh, that's awful.
Oh, delicious.
Boo, boo. Who on the last top, the two top, last two
Two
toppings
last.
suck. Thrown onions on there and I would have eaten it with you.
So one day I'm gonna have to put anchovies.
So
I don't
you,
know what to put with anchovies.
but you could Google it. Go to the Googles.
I should. What is best for an anchovy pizza?
This might be like something that you find you absolutely love. Like
Could be.
it could be the best thing ever.
Could be anchovies, pineapple, and gorgonzola pizza.
They'll call it the Bomer pizza.
The bummer. That sounds horrific. Maybe it's delicious. I don't know. You could have like fish with pineapple, right?
Yeah, probably.
I don't know. I don't know if I've seen that.
They put lemon and shit all over it,
You could have, I know you have pineapple on like ham. Don't know about on fish. I don't know if I've seen pineapple on fish.
you could be the first. You can open the little fish's mouth and put pineapple in it.
I think they have very. I don't know if they have visible mouths. I've never actually gotten them, so I guess I. This will be an interesting. Yeah, I definitely have to look it up. I don't trust my own judgment on this.
Well, what are you? Okay, let's say you don't go with the anchovy pizza today. What would you normally eat? It's after this podcast. It's time for lunch.
I'd probably get the same thing I got last time.
What do you mean you're gonna order something afterwards, or are you gonna make something? What are you doing today? What are you eating?
What am I eating today?
Yeah, today.
I don't know.
What, you don't plan that far ahead?
No.
You don't know what you're going to eat the day
The
that
day
you're.
of? No.
Man, you got to grow up. You can't live like a bachelor. You're a married man.
What are you having today?
I'm having stuffed bell peppers
Ah,
with
stuffed.
mashed potatoes. See, I could do that. I could tell
It's a
you
good
what I'm
plan.
having. Yeah.
Do you plan every? Do you have the week planned out in advance?
No, but we at least have the day planned out the next day.
So on the previous day, you plan out the next night's
So you don't even know if you're going to
dinner.
eat in or eat out today.
I know we're eating in.
What are you eating, though? Are you going to make something?
Yeah.
Why
I just
don't
don't
you
know what
just say
yet.
screw it and have a takeout pizza with anchovies?
That's a
You
possibility.
can do this.
I'm not going to order a whole takeout anchovy pizza, though. That's a problem.
I would love to you get and then just eat half. Get a small, eat half,
Half.
then take the rest and nuke that stinky ass fish pizza in the microwave at your work. And you'll make a lot of friends.
Yes, people love that.
Yeah. Say, damn Bomer again cooking his fish.
There's fish in the work microwave.
Stinking up the microwave. Right. Well, this is an this isn't a pineapple and fish podcast. It's the Geek Brunch
We're supposed to talk about food. It's in the byline or whatever.
podcast. I
It's
know
in the
it is.
contract I was sent.
I just wish you would change your food every now and then.
I haven't talked about pineapple pizza.
You're the most boring food eater though in the planet. I bet you're a creature of habit. Like you eat the same shit every week.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
No.
Okay, what are you eating tomorrow?
I don't know what I'm eating tomorrow.
Do you take a sack lunch?
To work, yeah.
Yeah, you never go out.
Sometimes. I usually stay at work, though.
Do you
What about
usually
you?
when you take a lunch, do you eat it and work at the same time, or do you actually take your break?
Depends. Sometimes I'll work through, sometimes I'll. For a while there, I was watching. So there was a documentary that came out maybe a couple of years ago about comic strips, like newspaper and web comic strips
Yeah.
called Stripped. It was done by the guy, Dave Kellett, who does Sheldon and someone else too. I don't remember who did it with. Anyway,
Is it
so with.
Canadian?
No, it's not Canadian. It
Oh, I'm shocked.
was American, but they did talk to some Canadian cartoonists, like Lynn Johnson and Kay Beaton. They're both Canadian.
Yeah.
Anyways, so they went around and they interviewed all these people for this documentary, and then they made the movie. But then on their website, as like an extra, they made available all the interviews with all these people. Because the interviews themselves last anywhere from an hour to, you know, 3 hours with each person.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the movie, they cut it down. So in the movie, there may only be, you know, 10 minutes or whatever with each person. So they had them on their website. And they're actually kind of cheap. It's like, I don't remember what it was, maybe 10 bucks or 15 bucks for all the interviews with all the creators. There's probably about 20 creators. So I got those, and they're just digital, like online, so you just watch them. So for a while, I was watching those during lunch. Watching the interviews with the comic creators.
Are they Sunday Funny kind of stripped, comic strip?
Yeah, a lot of them. They did talk to a bunch of the newspaper guys. Like, the big names they had were
Dilbert.
No, they didn't talk to Scott Adams. They had Mort Walker, who does Beetle Bailey.
Yeah, that's
Lynn Johnson, who does Better for Worst. Who are the other big names they had? I'm blanking on the big names.
Garfield.
Yeah, they had Jim Davis.
Yeah,
for Garfield. So they had a lot of the bigger names, and then they had a lot of the hotter up-and-coming, or not up-and-coming, but established web cartoonists.
Ah.
They had a good one with a guy, I can't remember how to pronounce his name. He does Amulet, the Amulet series of books, which my son actually read and enjoyed. That was a pretty interesting one. I can't remember what his name is. Yeah, so I was doing that for a while. So it just depends.
I can't do that because people interrupt me. And then I'll get pissed. Do you know what I mean?
Even like if you have your headphones on?
Yeah. People will come in or call, and they'll interrupt me. And then it throws me off and I can't enjoy it.
Yeah.
So if I eat there, I usually work and eat. That's why I like to leave, because then I really do get a lunch break. Yeah, a break, yeah. If I take leftovers probably 3 of the 5 days on average. But I like to go out. It helps me think too. Like sometimes you're stuck on a problem and you just get away for a while and if your brain starts circling on a problem and you can't figure it out, and then you take a break from it, then you usually helps you solve it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or sometimes if I've just had enough and I can't figure it out, I'll just go home. And then
I'll do that too. If I'm frustrated, I'll just say, well, I'm not doing any good here.
Yeah. It's like, I'm not accomplishing anything. But then you come in the next day and you look at it, you're like, oh, I see the answer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So rather than waste 2 hours of doing that, of not getting anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like last week, my computers were acting up like nothing, like constantly.
Yeah.
Being bitches.
Performance wise or?
Nothing was working. Nothing was working at all.
Every now and then we'll get like the McAfee thing going where it just like eats CPU. Cycles.
it
takes away from your it's awful.
Computers.
Yeah. Computer machine.
You gotta hate them. Although they've given us all of our money.
Yeah.
And taken most of our money too. No, wait, that's comic books. Never mind.
Yeah. Well, it'll be comic books of the future for sure. I'm pretty sure about that. If we make it to the future.
Well, we'll be.
We're living in a very scary world ever since the new president was put in power.
Well, we are certainly making no friends on the global scene.
Well, he's going to take us into war.
It is
awful. I wish they. Ah, man, it's just so frustrating. You go from a state of peace into a world of hate. It's awful. And he's not respected by any international person except for maybe Putin. And I don't think Putin respects him as a leader. I think he says, "Oh, there's my bitch." So I don't know. But it could
Yeah,
be.
I
We
mean,
read a lot of post-apocalyptic comics, and it's pretty freaking terrifying.
yes, I was not actually expecting that we would be able to live out our post-apocalyptic lives, but we are creeping towards that.
You know, as much post-apocalyptic as I read, I don't think I would survive very long.
Oh no, none of us would.
I think you might have a better chance because you
I
could just
could.
see like a weed outside and you'll say, I want to eat that.
Yeah, I'll scrounge. I don't mind
Yeah.
eating the weeds.
You'd eat your own poop.
I'm not eating my own poop.
Yeah, you
There's
would.
no nutritional value in poop.
Well, if you're eating the grains and stuff, and they don't it doesn't digest all of it. You could re eat the grass.
But if it didn't digest the first time, it's not going to digest the second time.
But there's got to be some
Endless
nutritional
cycle. It's
value
an
in
endless
there.
cycle. Maybe one of these times I eat this twig, my body will digest it and I'll get nutrition out of it.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the books. Did you get a chance to read what we had talked about on the Twitters?
I read some of it. Some of it I did not own.
I hope you read Green Valley.
Some of it I had to search for. A lot of it I had to look up on DCBS to see if I ordered it, and then I needed to find it.
Well,
But I did.
did you have Green Valley?
I did find Green Valley.
Did you read it?
I did. That one was
All
hard to
right.
find, and there was another one that was hard to find too. What was the other one that
Oh,
was
did
hard to
you
find?
find Betty and Veronica?
Yeah, I'd already read that one.
Okay. Did you find The Great Divide? Well, that was your choice, so I would hope you found that one.
Yeah, I found that one. Although I don't
Seven
know
Through
where.
Eternity.
That's the one that was hard to find. Well, I
Well,
don't even think I have it with.
that one is worth a lot, so you should sell it.
It is?
Yeah, it's
Well, good
worth a
thing I
lot.
found it.
Yeah, go look on eBay.
Why is that worth a lot?
Supply and demand. Low print run, high demand.
Why is there a high demand, though?
I don't know. It's Rick Remender and Opeña, right? Or who is it?
I don't know. I forgot my comic in the other room.
Yeah, it's Opeña. I didn't find, well, I didn't order two of the books you mentioned.
Impossible.
The one that was from Hermes Press, I didn't order that one.
Oh, yes, sentient.
Yeah.
That I'm not surprised by. The other one, what was the other one?
The other one was Action Lab Circle.
Oh, yeah. Why didn't you order that? Isn't that a dark. Whatever.
I don't know, it's like a bunch of, it seemed to me like a bunch of like the TV show Charmed or something. I don't know.
Bunch of teen witches. It's a danger
Yeah.
zone.
Well, I mean, you might convince me that I need to read this thing, but
Danger
I didn't
zone.
order it. I did read an Action Lab though. I
You
don't think it's in
don't
the.
support Action Lab anymore. I forgot
I
you hate
did.
those guys.
I read
I
Athena
forgot about
Voltaire and
that.
the Volcano Goddess.
Steve Bryant.
Yeah. I also just got in the mail today the Athena Voltaire Compendium hardcover.
Was that a Kickstarter?
It was from Dark Horse.
Was in your DCBS.
Yeah.
That's right. I forgot he hooked up with Dark Horse.
This was a 1 week DCBS order, and let's see what the weight was. It was the heaviest fucking box.
Because of the hard covers.
37.4 pounds. I like tried to lift it, and I felt like I almost hernia got a hernia. I was like, because it was big too, like it's bulky.
Refrigerator box again?
Yeah, it came with like Athena Voltaire hardcover, so that's heavy. It came with this was the heaviest book, the Bronze Age Batman Omnibus, Volume 1. It came with
Okay.
my Epic Collection, Star Wars newspaper strips, Invincible Iron Man Volume 2, Batman Arkham, Man Bat, Superman Batman Saga of the Super Sons, Ninjak Deluxe Edition, a Batman's Death in the Madians Deluxe Edition, Batwoman, the Rucka version,
How is the Batman and the Maiden different from the old hardcover?
I think this is a reprint of it.
Okay.
The Death of the Maidens. It was Talia and her sister. Do you remember?
Yeah, I have the hardcover. I think
Yeah,
I did order the.
yours is probably a worth something because of the low print run on that. And
First
th and
print.
then Checkmate by Greg Rucka in Generation Zero, because I get all of the Valiant stuff, triple dip. But plus all the comics, and the
So,
comics were like, there was a lot of comics. Oh my God.
a big week. That's just 1 week, right?
Yeah.
So why are you still triple dipping on Valiant?
I don't know, because I like it. I triple dip in the fact that I get the trades and then I get the hardcovers.
Yeah, why don't you just get like the singles and the hardcovers? Why would you get the trades?
Because the hardcovers aren't guaranteed.
Okay.
See, there's logic behind it.
So if you get the
A lot
trades,
of...
why get the hard I know, because you like the hardcovers. Why get the singles? Because you like singles. But
Yeah.
you don't get all the covers anymore.
No, I don't get all the covers. Thank God. They got that 1 in 500 or something like that coming up with XO. I'm glad I'm out of the cult cover business, but I do get cover A and cover B of the DCs. I buy cover Bs at the shop,
Right, because you get
and
them
then
locally.
I get cover A's at discount through DCBS. So,
Is at your shop, you specifically on your pull list have the cover Bs?
yeah. There was an awesome cover B for Commandy. Oh man, it's way better than cover A, I'll tell you that, because it's an a homage cover to Command, like the Commandy
To the
number
original
one.
Commandy number one.
Yeah, but it's like a modern take on it. Amazing. That comic blew my mind. It blew my fucking mind.
Maybe I should have ordered it. No, I'm just kidding. I
I
didn't
love
order
I love it. Back in the 80s, they did the DC Challenge, and I just love the concept of it, because I did it as a kid, where you'd like write a story and then you'd end it, and then somebody else would have to take that story and then write
Yeah, continue it.
continue it. I just The whole concept of that is just fascinating to me. So like Dan DiDio, Keith Giffen, and Scott Koblish did the first one. And you know from OMAC that it's highly Kirby-esque. I mean, in the art style and stuff. Mind-blowing. And then,
Yeah, it's a good place to start.
yeah, they kind of like set the frame of what this was or how he got there. It was pretty good too. I really, really enjoyed it. And then you had Dan Abnett and Eaglesham come on. So, I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, they got a lot of interesting writers on that one. I'm trying to see what the covers are for Commandy. I only see one cover.
You'd have to say maybe look for cover B, or let me see if I can find it.
I
Well, shit,
see.
I could just take a picture of it. That'd be the easiest way.
That's no fun, though. You need to
The
work
thing
for
is, the cover Bs don't always like come up on the Googles. You know where you could find it? I know, I guarantee you can find it. Go to diamondcomics.com. And go to new releases.
I'm just.
And then once you're in new releases, click previous week.
I'm just looking at I heard it. I'm just looking at my comic shop. Is the B one where he's in the water?
Yeah, on the boat.
Yeah. Hi. Who did that cover?
This is the one book that I
I'm
would
not.
really like to have all the covers, just because it's the character. I just love the character.
I kind of like I like the A cover though, because it's just like the classic.
The A cover looks like animated style to me, like something that you see in Justice League Unlimited or something, like a Darwin Cook. The other one.
Oh, so the original Commandy, yeah, he was in the boat or in the raft.
Ooh, but cover. There's a cover three. And that one, I looks amazing too, because that's Keith Giffen and Scott Koblish. I gotta find that one. Ah,
Oh yeah, that's
cover
nice.
C.
Yeah, that's the
That's
cover.
the Kirby-esque right there. Oh my God,
That's with
why
the
did I look?
Kirby finger. Look at those Kirby fingers.
Oh my God. This is like an amazing comic book. I don't know if you'll like it as much, because I don't. You're not really into the fourth world stuff, are you?
I haven't read as much as I should have.
But you're not like engrossed with that time period, like 70s Kirby.
Right.
Yeah. See, I'm engrossed in it. So like, this will appeal to like Commandy fans and Jack Kirby fans, like when he was doing DC.
As
And it,
you would expect.
yeah. But I just don't know how they can justify 12 issues, because I don't know if it'll sell that well. Because it's Commandy.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how the
And
first issue
DC
sells.
has already shafted us with Vigilante Southland.
Don't they kill it?
They killed it before it finished, because its sales numbers were like in the 5,000s.
Yeah.
So they're supposed to, but this why would they do this? This is the part that I don't get. They say they released the first three, and it was a 6-issue series, so they couldn't give us the last 3 issues. So they said they're going to release it in trade, but if it didn't sell well in singles, why would a trade sell any better? Because trades always sell like 1,000 or less. Why would it even justify that? It would, because if it, a good selling trade is like 1,000.
But a trade has longer shelf life, though.
But Vigilante Southland, it's not a Vertigo. It's
Yeah,
not,
who's gonna get it?
yeah.
So what? Oh, so you would have. It would have been more logical to you to bring out the single issues and then not bring out a trade of it.
I think so, but I'm not running the
Yeah,
company.
I don't know the financials
I
behind
just
it.
know that DC has canceled a lot of trades on me. Like, I'll order the trade, and then they say just I'll get the DCBS notification saying canceled, and then they never resolicit it. And it's stuff like Phantom Stranger by Cooper Berg, like stuff that's like obscure,
Yeah, I've
I know, I
seen
know, I
that
know
as
nobody's
well.
gonna order it, but I order it. I never get it. It's frustrating, especially to me, because I commit to every DC title. I get everything. I get the kids' books, which are amazing. Super Friends is a little bit, or yeah, Super Powers is a little bit weird, because it just boggles my mind how his parents are alive. Superman's parents. I
Oh.
can't get past it. I know it's a kid's book by Franco and them, but I just.
It's not
How
in
the fuck is
continuity.
his parents alive? It's like the whole origin of Superman. I don't get it. And not only that, but they birthed his brother, and his brother's a brainiac. So that now that even throws a big fork in the continuity. Like, I don't get that.
And there's kids who are going to grow up reading that version of it and then are going to be confused by other, by the real
There's like
storyline.
no explanation. Like, I guess they feel like to a kid, they don't need to explain this shit.
As long as it makes sense within their story.
Yeah. I'd be interested to see if a kid read it, if they even like questioned it, or like, why the hell is Superman's parents alive? Because they just throw it out there. They don't even understand why New Krypton's there.
Just is.
Yeah, they don't explain it. They don't give a fuck. They're like, here's all these cool cartoons.
Maybe his parents never died.
But I find like teen, what is it, Teen Titans Go? That's hilarious. I don't watch the cartoon, but I found the comic hilarious.
That by the same team?
No, it's by a different team. It looks more like the Cartoon Network
Oh, okay, I know which one you're
style,
talking about.
yeah.
But you'll never get your collections. Man, there was a lot of cancellations last month.
Yeah, there was a lot. And you know what I missed too? Like, you know what I've been getting shafted on and I ordered them is some of the Amigo comics, like Straight Jacket number 4. And I didn't get, I don't know if you ordered it, but I know we covered number 1 on the show was the Dracon one or Dracone one.
Yeah, Alan Draken or
Did
whatever.
you get number 2?
I didn't. I had to order it.
I didn't either. Like, God damn it.
So I had to place a order with Amigo Comics, and I got Straitjacket number 4, Alan Draken number 2.
So we're like the only ones that are ordering it. And we're like, what the fuck? So we're missing the same books. I think me and you kind of just went in all amigo. Like,
But
we'll
I had to get, and
yeah.
I got the first Sydney Hammer, because I never got that one, and
Oh yeah.
DCBS was unable to get me a copy of that one.
You got the second one though, right?
Yeah, I did get the second one.
Yeah.
I just wanted that because of the boob shirt.
Yeah. It's a weird book. It really is. That one feels very different than the other Amigo books.
Then I got something else, but I can't remember what it's called. It was like Bat. It was one like an earlier one of theirs. Like battle something. Was
Hmm.
like animal, like an humanoid animals fighting or something.
Did you actually get it relatively quick when you ordered through their website?
It was a week or two maybe.
But they all came in good ship, good condition and everything.
So. The corner, the one of the corners was like a bent, but
Yeah.
it wasn't the spine corner.
Mm-hmm.
It was the other, like the open, whatever, the right
Yeah.
side.
Yeah.
So I just have it squished between books right now.
But I really like that Dracone one or whatever it was called.
Yeah, that was awesome. I
So
love
I
it.
like I ha I'm gonna have to seek it out and
That's so funny that you had. I thought it was just me who didn't get the second issue. I think I
Well,
had the third one, but not the
if I'm
second.
not, well, for me, I order so much that's it's easy for me to
To not,
forget.
yeah, to not notice.
Yeah. So, like, I just recently realized I never ordered Athena Voltaire number 1, so I had to place an order for that. And then from Dynamite, I ordered Wolf Cop 2, 3, 4, but I didn't order number 1, so I have to go order that. So I'm like finding like little holes, do you know what I mean? And I noticed though all of them are my fault except for the Amigos. Do you know
Right.
what I mean? When I forgot to place the order, it was because of me. I forgot to order it,
Yeah,
but
you just messed up the order.
everything the
I
Amigo
know,
ones.
Diamond, son of a bitch, Diamond, get some copies. We want our Amigo.
Yeah.
How is Amigo supposed to survive if no one can get their comics?
When they pre-order them 3 months in advance, they should get them, right?
You'd think. You'd think.
That Overground company just vanished off the face of the earth, like we talked about last time.
That I am not surprised by.
I'm surprised they made it as long as they did, just because they didn't go nowhere.
Yeah, I don't think their sales were that great, and money's gonna have to run out at some point.
Yeah.
Or whoever's doling out the money is going to say,
This
I'm not
isn't.
seeing any return on this. So we're going to have to close up the funding, boys.
Yeah.
It's rough. It's a rough business, these comic books.
It is.
Not enough readers. People, listeners.
There's not enough readers, and they're it's the industry's designed to eat itself. And what I mean by that is there's so much competition for your dollar that it's easy for you to leave a book and jump onto something brand new, right?
And people are creatures of habit and read the same books they've always been reading and don't venture out into
Well,
other
that's
titles unless they
that
get really hot.
I fall into that. Like,
Yeah, but in your case, it's
well, in my
not a,
case, I buy everything,
I know,
but
in your case, it's not a single comic, it's a single company.
no, but like if times got tough, I would go back to Old Faithful.
Right.
And it's not because I can tell everybody that's a listener it's the best comic and that's why I'm doing it. It's because it's I want to know the history of that character. Do you know what I mean? Everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, it's what you want to own.
It's what I want to own. Yeah. It's weird for me for Image. Like every time I read an Image book, I'm like, man, this is really fucking good. Like I really like it. But my whole mindset is if I had to drop it, I would drop this, even though it's a 5 out of 5. It makes no sense. I guess I don't like invest myself too much into Image because they're all kind of like titles that dissipate. They have a
Right.
longevity.
Right. There's a finality to them.
Yeah.
Whereas Batman and Superman are going to be going on
Yeah,
forever.
forever. Yeah. I'm not your average buyer either. I think an average buyer, I don't know, at least in the circles that I am, maybe buy like 15 books a week, if that, you know?
Yeah, probably not even.
Maybe 10 to 15, let's say 10 to 15 comics a week. And those are fans that
I would say most
shop
people are
weeks.
like.
Those are Wednesday warriors, not your I'll go get my books once a month kind of thing.
I was going to say, I think most people are probably 15 comics a month.
No, I'm just talking about like the Wednesday warriors that
Okay,
go in
we're
every
getting.
Wednesday.
Yeah, get
I'd say 10 to 15
3 to
books.
5 books a week. Wait, what do you think? 15 a week?
I would say
Really? Is
10,
that
10 to
high?
15, yeah.
That seems high to me.
Well, I go into the shop and I see it, so I'm just based on like the five customers that are there when I check out.
But those are the diehards,
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
right? Okay.
The Wednesday warriors are the ones that go in on Wednesday and get their books, like clockwork. So that's only like if you go on average, okay, 10 books a week, that's only 40 books a month. You're in that range, probably. You're like at least 30 bucks a month, and that's just a bunch of number ones, and that doesn't include all the trades you get.
Let's see how many. I'll tell you how many single issues I ordered last month. Let's see. I'll
I would
eliminate.
say 30 to 40 is my guess.
And eliminate all the trades. Let's see. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 trades. Hey, you son of a bitch! I just. Oh, never mind. You son of a bitch. All right. Survey
You're calling
says.
me a son of a bitch?
I'll call my computer, son of a bitch. What was your guess?
I said 30 to 40.
41. So
Not pretty damn good, huh?
is that 10 a week?
Yeah. The trade
Oh
number
shit, one of them is a trade though. Wait, how can that be a trade?
the
Oh, I didn't
shocking
get the one.
thing for
No,
me is how little of the trades that you had. I thought you'd have more than that. I thought you'd be in like a dozen or so. I get more trades than you in 1 week. And I'm not even a trade reader.
You're crazy. Yeah, I don't know. There was only.
I'm a crazy son of a bitch.
And one of them was a book. So really, I got four trades. Pitiful Human Lizard Volume 2. That I'm excited about that. Last Contract. Captain America Epic Collection. The Grunwald one.
Oh God, best cap in my opinion.
Which, once I get that Epic Collection, then I think I'll have almost the full run of trades of Grunwald's
Grunwald.
cap, yeah. I think there's a little some are still missing that they need to collect.
I love writers that write like him. It seems to be a dying style, but the thing I always loved about his style was they were always thinking to the future, and they would have like three plot threads like going on at the same time, and it would always push the story in every, you know what I mean? It felt like it wasn't like a single thread.
Yeah, and that's actually, I read, I don't remember which book it was on comic writing. It might be the DC, I don't know if it was the DC Guide to Comic Writing, it might have been. But they were talking about that, how, and that's, I think that's what they said. You should have three plot lines going at any time. One
Yeah.
just starting, one in the middle, and one wrapping up.
And that's what I loved about his style. I love when comics do that.
Yeah, so when you're
Even
ramp.
if it's just like a subtle thing, like a relationship or something in a
Right.
plot line.
Right, just starting up
Yeah.
the little seeds planted. And
Mm
then the last trade is Animosity. I decided to get that one.
ah, you were on the borderline with that.
That was a close one.
I
Then
think that's going to be good, but
there's a
matter
bunch
of
I wanted, but oh wait, I did get a couple more. I'm sorry. There's two other ones I got, so
No, but
my count. Sorry.
that's a monthly shipment. So that's five trades. What else did you get?
I got the two hard case or whatever, Peep
Oh,
Land and
Peep
Trigger
Land and
Land.
the tri I got to get back on those. Those are so good. No, they were. I just loved them both. I loved them. They were so different, like different time periods and everything. That's what I should have picked this week was the new one, the Revolution. Well, I forget what it's called. Assignment, Reassignment. The third volume of the hard case books.
Okay. I don't know, think I even got, I don't think I got that one.
What?
I know.
You know what came in this week though is Hookjaw. Number two.
Ah.
I'm
Ooh,
excited. I
yeah,
really
look.
am.
What was that reassignment? Wasn't that renamed or something?
Yes, it was renamed. It was initially assignment number one, and then they number two came out and it was reassignment. I think it's because of a copyright thing or something.
It's probably not a copyright because you can't copyright a name, but sometimes they do it
Well,
just to avoid confusion.
I thought they could do a title. Like, isn't that why Autumnlands changed its name?
Well, I did get assignment number one. I haven't got it yet, though.
I got it.
Oh, it's in my next order.
Well, that's the
Okay.
one that's arriving.
All right, high five. I ordered it.
All right. We'll cover that next time.
Sounds good.
I'm impressed with the Titan books. I really am.
They're bringing out a lot of stuff, man.
They are.
There's a section in previews is impressive. Well,
Yeah.
and they got the licenses too. They got some
Yeah.
big name license like Doctor Who and a lot of the video game stuff. And then they're reprinting those books. They're all in, Titan.
Yeah. The covers for you know how they had Titan books as well, like solicited in previews?
Yes. Yeah.
You
With the awesome covers.
do not know how close, and you know I don't read novels, right?
Yeah,
You do not know how close I was to buying every single one of the crime noirs just solely for the covers to have on my bookshelf. Oh
I believe it. Those are some nice covers.
my God.
Beautiful.
Well, there's covers that I would like to have, like, but I don't want multiple covers. Like, I choose one. When I'm
Oh,
in
for
the when I'm in
the
the when I'm in the Titan section and I'm in the Zenith scope section, and I can't remember what other section, but if I'm in those, I will bring out my previews when I'm placing my order to see if I could see a better cover image. Do you know what I mean? To see if which one I
Yeah, which one
actually
you want to
want.
get. Yeah. Me too. I choose my covers. But sometimes the nicer covers cost more, and then I just get the
Well, the nicer covers for I don't do it for Danger Zone because
Yeah, they charge more.
they charge an extra dollar. So if it's $3.99, they charge $4.99.
I understand why they do it, but I cannot. It doesn't suck me in.
The only the only time I do it is if it's an Andrew Peepoy cover for Danger Zone, then I'll do it.
Then you go for it.
Yeah. Matter of fact, if it's Android Peepoid, I'll get the nude variant and the regular one.
Oh, fantastic.
I love Andrew Peepoid art. God, I wish he was like on an ongoing of some sort.
Why is he not?
I don't know. But you know what book I do love that's like Archie-esque? And I think it's a poke at Archie. Is Die Kitty Die?
Dan Parent's book.
Yes, I just I'm so glad I bought that because it's like Archie before it became a realistic Archie. Do you know what I mean?
No. Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, I know.
Yeah,
You mean before
before they
the
relaunched
reboot or
everything.
whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's poking fun at old school Archie.
Yeah, I like it.
I think there should be more nudity in that book. That's my only complaint.
Yeah.
It's very teaser-esque.
And in your case, male frontal nudity.
Yes. Cool. Is there any other kind?
You want to see the comic book publisher of Kitty Comics come out with
The comic book.
his big dick swinging.
Oh, his little wiener. Maybe if Avatar was publishing this book.
Avatar's been vanishing off of the planet.
Yeah, I don't even know if I ordered any Avatars
Well, they have
like the
like
last couple months.
Providence, and it's like every other month they have the war stories, which is every other month, and then they have Uber, which is their only monthly. What else is there? They really have shrunk down their previews like dramatically.
Is there any Crossed coming out now?
No Crossed. I would be all over Crossed.
That's a sad state.
Crossed to me was their landmark
Flagship,
book, their
yeah.
flagship book.
It was. Now I think Uber is.
And Uber had to kickstart itself again. The second volume.
Uber's one that I didn't really like the first issue. But I always hear great things about it.
Well, I dropped off after the first issue, and then I read the second and third, and then I had to buy the.
Got back on.
That's why I always come up with the theory that one doesn't work. One would work if I had restriction, but since I don't, it has to be like three, unless I really hate it. Like I think I jumped off Snot Girl pretty early.
Yeah, I could see that. That's not your thing.
Well, I didn't like Scott Pilgrim. Scott Pilgrim made me
Exactly.
angry. I was like, I don't like this
So.
dude at all. It's weird when I started Scott Pilgrim, like the first I maybe it was the first 30 pages or so, I was like, you know, this is like a slice of life thing. I'm kind of getting into it, blah blah blah. And then it went like video game-ish on me, and I'm like, fuck this
Things like, I'm gonna power up. And you're like,
shit.
what?
Like, I gotta get the hell out of here.
I liked it more than you, but all the video game stuff kind of turned me off.
But I'm not a
I'm
video gamer,
like,
so like I don't get it. 'Cause the games that I like love are Atari games, which don't appeal to anybody anymore. And then
Well,
I'm a fan of the sports. I love the sports games. If there was a super breakout comic, I'd be all over that.
surprised no one brought out a, well, I guess
Or
there's Atari
Warlords.
Force. The
Harley,
Warlords comp.
what are you eating? Are you eating poop? Get back in here.
It's not the end of the world, Harley. You do not have to eat your poop yet.
Yeah.
I know it looks bad, but the ACLU will save us.
Yes. I hope so.
That was a big victory. I was very excited when I saw that.
I was very happy. It's chaos. He's turning America into chaos is what he is. And if you're into that, that's your prerogative, but I prefer
Well, I know that a lot of
people
people
that act like
voted for him just
civilized.
because, yeah, because they wanted to throw a wrench into the system, which is happening, I guess, but
Oh fuck
that's
it.
not necessarily a
But
good
the thing
thing.
is, I don't I think it's like Bannon and all the hate people that are I don't think
Yeah,
he's the
that
brains behind his own thing. Do you know what I mean? I think he's the front. I think they're feeding him ideas and writing his shit because he doesn't know how to write, so I don't.
they're telling him it's great. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
It's the best.
There's a new clip on my wall that Jimmy Kimmel did of, well, we know Mark Hamill does his voiceovers. Like he'll take a tweet from Donald Trump and he'll turn it into the Joker voice.
Okay.
And it's like perfect dialogue for the Joker. But this Jimmy Kimmel did the same thing with Lex Luthor, is he took his last speech about the world, you know, fear, the world is a scary place, blah, 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 from ABC News, and he put it into a Justice League Unlimited thing with Lex Luthor and Superman. He should be writing dialogue for the villains.
Oh, it's funny but also super depressing.
Yeah.
But I was happy that Canada came out and said that
Yeah, they were
refugees are
gonna.
welcome.
I saw that, yeah.
I get very jealous of their leaders.
Although there was a guy on Twitter that said that there were a few political people that are taking the Donald Trump paradigm in Canada and trying to run with it.
I'm sure.
So, I don't know. There's crazy people all over.
Yeah, there was someone in Australia, I think, that's doing it too. I mean, they're gonna pop up everywhere.
Yeah.
Ultra conservatives.
I don't even think it's conservatives. I think it's like hate. It's different. Like, I would take, I me personally, okay, I'm different than a lot of people. I'd take any Republican over this guy. I voted Republican in the past. I would not. I just don't respect him at any level, even his business. He's bankrupt. He doesn't show his taxes. He's just, I don't
Deceitful.
believe. Yeah, I believe his father gave him his money, and he's always been he's always been somebody that's had wealth because he was born into wealth.
Yeah, he's well, he's super entitled, and he's—I don't know—I think he's always gotten anything he wants in life,
Well, just by the
simply
way he tweets.
because he has money.
Well, the way he tweets and stuff, it's like a 14-year-old boy that is spoiled
Yeah,
rotten.
spoiled brat who someone calls him a name and he gets
Yeah,
mad.
it's not somebody that you can respect internationally. I mean, it's you do not he can't even make a speech that inspires, unless you're like into the hate monger.
Yeah, I was gonna say he obviously inspired a great number of people,
Yeah.
which was just another sad
But
statement.
so did Hitler. So, I mean.
Yeah, I mean any person who has achieved any amount of political power has had supporters, so.
Yeah. But that's, we're not geek
We're not
politics.
We are by no means experts in this area. We are just
Yeah.
scared
We're
citizens.
scared citizens. We're scared shitless. Who's gonna buy comics if they're not, if they can't even be created anymore? Which is interesting because even, do you get, when they ship you your box at the end of the month, do you get a copy of the Comic Book Legal Defense Fund little snippet for free?
Sometimes how often does it come out?
It's pretty much every other month, I think.
I don't think I get it all the time. I've
But
gotten it
the last one was
sometimes.
CLBD, whatever they're called, Legal Defense Fund, fighting with Donald Trump. So, yeah, I don't think a lot of the comics industry is happy with him in general because he's taking away the right to right, he's taking away rights. Right to free speech, right to free
Right, well,
religion.
he's been attacking the
Yeah.
press for sure.
But with his own lies, like he lies about his own lies. I mean, his own, what it comes out of his own mouth. And it believes, you know what he reminds me of in comic books? And I know you're not ingrained in the DC as much as I am, but like I live and breathe DC, right? He reminds me of Max Lord. Because Max Lord has the ability to not like take over your mind, but the ability of persuasion. Like he can persuade people. Reminds me of Max Lord.
So you're saying you think he has mental abilities?
No, but he
He
just
does have the ability to tap into people's,
fears.
fears.
So maybe he should be in the Sinestro
Maybe,
Well, if you
yeah.
look at the different rings, greed, he could be a Larfleeze Lantern. Hate, he could be a Red Lantern. He could be with Atrocitus. Fear, he could be with the Sinestro Corps, but he couldn't be with compassion. He could never be one of those. He couldn't be with love. He could
He
never be one of those.
claims he has a lot of compassion, though.
I don't think he could be willpower. I don't think he has his own willpower. I think it's other
Oh, he
people.
definitely doesn't have willpower.
Yeah.
Just gotta look on Twitter to see he has no willpower.
Yeah.
He hasn't needed willpower, though. What does he need
No,
willpower for?
he's got he's got three lanterns.
Yeah,
He's
he doesn't need the others.
got rage, hate, okay, the red lanterns. He's got fear, yellow lanterns, and greed, Larfleeze, orange lantern. He has all the attributes of the villainous Green Lantern Corps.
We've cracked it.
All right, well, let's start covering some comics after we lost all our Donald Trump supporters on this podcast.
Yes. Yes, and
I don't care. I record this podcast because I love to do it.
I don't know if we have a lot of Trump supporters listening. I'm sure there are a few. And I'm sure you have your reasons. I just hope that you've looked at your reasons and aren't just listening to the nonsense
Yeah, I hope you go
and
to
the
fact-check.
fake news sites. Oh, fake news sites annoy me so much. Oh, I don't want to get started on this stuff.
Yeah. So, we have a few books to talk about that we both read and a few that we probably differ on.
Interesting.
I couldn't find the, I know I ordered it, but I couldn't find my public relations number one. I know you read the trade on that,
I did. I read the
I was
volume one.
at least thinking, hey, you know what? I'm gonna go find public relations number one and at least read that one, because I know I haven't read it. Because that is that's Layla Sturgis, right?
It is Layla Sturgis and Dave Justice, I think. Yeah, Dave Justice. With art by David Hahn, who has done some indie stuff. Like he did, what was the book he did called?
Sounds familiar.
He had one like called like Private Beach or something like that. That he did. And he had, what was the other one? I know. God damn it! All Nighter. That was the other one he did recently. But in the past, I'm not sure if he, in the past, he's done stuff where he's written it and drawn it. So this is one that he didn't write, he just drew. And I thought you had read number one of this. You hadn't?
I am pretty sure I haven't. I read Super. What is the other book they have out? Supers.
No. Oh.
You know those two brothers that have that agency for superheroes?
Yeah, I can't remember what that was called.
Serving Soups.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That one I have read. That one I liked. The art style is really wonky, but I mean, I don't know if it's wonky, but it looks like something that I could probably do, which I don't know if I can do wonky art, but
So, the art in public relations is really good. David Hahn's
yeah, I'm looking up David Hahn. He did Murderland, which I own. I don't know, remember it at all.
he has a nice clean style.
Wonder what that Murderland is and why I just have one.
I don't even know
Did
Murderland,
a
but
thing called
it sounds familiar.
Private Beach?
That's it, Private Beach. He's out for, I think there's a bunch of issues of that one.
Red? He did Red, which was turned into a movie, Victoria. He did an issue of Robin. Spider-Man Loves Mary Jane. Suicides Girls, I did read that. That was from IDW.
And a lot of those books, I wonder if he just did like something in them and not like the full series.
There's a book called Hell Yeah. Bite Club. That was good. That was Vertigo. The vampires.
Wasn't that Chaykin?
Bite Club?
Was it not? Am I wrong?
Let me see. Bite Club was David Hahn.
Oh. Well, there you go. That's probably
The
his
oh,
most well-known.
Chaykin wrote it. That's why you
That's what I
say
thought.
Chaykin. Chaykin
Okay.
wrote it, David
Okay, and
Hahn
David
drew
Hahn
it.
did the art. Okay, so I guess
Yeah.
David Hahn has done just
Well,
the art.
Howard Chaykin co-wrote it with David Tishman. Bite Club, I didn't catch on to. I read it in trade, which is weird for me. I liked it. And then I read the second volume, Bite Club Vampire Crime Unit. I read that in singles.
Right, I remember when you were in that.
Well, that cover looks sexy.
Which one?
Sometimes when I'm in my comic face, I was in the book Bite Club, and then I just hit like go forward, go forward, go forward, and I came across a cover from Antarctic Press. It's called Bit Torment.
What?
Bit Torment,
I've never heard of this book.
and it
Fantastic.
has a really sexy pose on it.
One
Oh my
issue.
goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm
Even though
very
it
interested.
was only one issue by Wes Hartman and Ryan Denham.
See what the interiors are. I mean the cover. Oh, it doesn't have the cover artist, 'cause that cover art is amazing. Oh well, I get distracted easy. Squirrel.
Girl.
Isn't that a that's a good pose. I just like it. Oh my
Yes,
Lord.
it's a woman crouched down with her arms in kind of
Crossed.
crossed her
Crossed in front of
breasts.
her breasts and crotch.
Yeah. And there's a dude screaming.
I imagine it's like a cyber thing where she's like a computer image or something.
Yeah, probably, because there's like, it looks like
Yeah.
there's zeros and ones going by in BitTorrent instead of
Yeah.
BitTorrents.
That looks interesting. That looks like something that would come from Geek Brunch Comics right there.
BitTorrent. And I don't own that one. Interesting. Interesting. All right, public relations. So this is a strange. Okay, first I will say. Okay, first I loved it, and I will say this book has more dirty puns than any book I've ever read in my life. Literally on every page, there's probably two or three dirty puns. So if you're into dirty puns, this is the book for you. In terms of the plot, it's about a young man who works for a public relations company, and he's never known his father, but he gets an invitation to go visit his father in his in the European country of, I think it's Caledonia or something like that. So he has the hots for one of the women. Like an intern in his office, so he asks her to go with him on this trip, and they go with a couple other people. And part of the trip there, they fly by dragon, so the plane's a dragon, and they get there. In this place, there's a lot of fantasy type creatures. So there's wizards, and there's fairies, and there's all sorts of different creatures. So when he first gets there, he meets his father, and his father's the king of this realm. And I'm trying to remember what the first thing that happens is. Oh, I think his father kind of ignores him. He gets pissed off, and he tries to leave, but he ends up getting arrested by the king in the neighboring village, and then he's trying to figure out how to get out of that. But the main draw of this comic is the comedy. It's basically a comedy overall. And there was one page I think that summed it up. I'm trying to flip through it and find it so I can read the quote. All right, here, I think this is the one. So this is the main character, the son talking, and this is after the father threw a the father threw a party in his own honors, and on the invitation, instead of said come toast the king, it said come roast the king, and everyone roasted him, and he got mad and like caused a big scene. So
Oh, so they made fun of him.
yeah, they were making fun of him instead of honoring him. So here's a quote from the main character. He says, "Now you guys were there, so apart from some exposition." Here, let me slow down. Now you
Do
guys were all.
Do it in Latin like you read
It's not in Latin, so I can't do it in
No,
Latin.
but can you do it in Latin? Like
But
no, like you were reading from Roman Ritual.
Roman Ritual was in Latin. So it made it easier. I don't know if I can convert this to
But
Latin.
your Latin accent is amazing though.
Oh, my Latin accent?
Yeah, I was
No. I
terrified.
don't know if I can do that. It might come out more Italian. Now, you guys were there.
Oh my God, that sounded I don't know what that sounded like. That sounded like one comedian. What the hell is that guy's name?
Shmirnov.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
Now, were you guys that were all there? So,
I
apart from any exposition or purposes. I'm just going to read it. Now, you guys were all there. So, apart from expositional purposes, there's no reason I need to remind you of how my father dropped a whole bunch of turds in the punch bowl last night, or at his party last night. I mean, just one literal one, but he offended almost everyone in that room, most of them by name, and everyone else he just called fuck nozzle.
Filth.
Then there's one guy, there's one character, he's like a knight, and he keeps making like in really bad jokes, and then can't understand why no one else will get them. It's funny. This book is it's incredibly crude and hilarious.
I wish I would have read the first one, but I couldn't find it. I know I have it. That's why merging unread comics is so important.
Yes, I've been spending a lot of time these last couple of weekends bagging comics and then sorting them, and now I need to merge them.
Yeah.
It's my three-step process. And I
Merging
got
is
a
so painful.
lot of comics to merge. I don't know how I'm going to do it. I think I have about eight long boxes that I need to merge, which is probably nothing to you. You probably have eight long boxes a week that you need to merge.
I can't even merge anymore. It's not even possible unless I quit my job and merge comics for my rest of my life. So, the next one I think we should talk about is The Great Divide. This is from
Yes, the great.
Dynamite Publishing by, let's see who's the creator, Ben Fisher, and
Yes,
art
Ben
by
Fisher.
Adam Markiewicz.
I'm trying to
And
find it. Where the hell is this book? Great
this one
Divide.
surprised me because, like, I wasn't feeling it because I didn't understand it, but then I understood it. Like, I don't think they did a really good job introducing the world.
I think they did a fantastic job introducing the world.
I disagree.
Because
Like, I.
they let on very slowly as to what was going on. Like at first you have no idea what's going on.
Well,
Well, so
that's what I mean. I didn't understand. Like, I mean, one of the things is if you touch somebody, you kill
right,
them.
but by the end of the first issue you understand everything.
That's when everything came around. That
Yeah.
I changed my opinion of the book based on the second part of the book. Does that make sense?
It does, but
It won me over
yeah, I
after
like
I
that.
understood what was happening.
I like being in suspense like that and not quite understanding what's going on, as long as they give me enough details by the end of the issue. And I think they did in this case. I think they kept me in suspense long enough, but then gave me enough information so I wasn't like confused by the end. Now, I didn't even know what to expect from this book because I didn't really know any, like, I forgot what it was about when I started reading it.
I didn't either. Because with Dynamite, it's one of those ones that I pretty much get everything.
Right.
So I didn't even read the solicit. I had no idea. I didn't know it was like a post-apocalyptic book.
And there's nothing better than a surprise post-apocalyptic book.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this one starts out, there's some dude pulls up to a bar and runs out of his car and runs in the bar and he's like, "I need help, I need help. My family's all my I think I killed my family." And they show the family in the car. His wife and son are dead. And then they're like, "Dude, you gotta calm down." And he's like, "I can hear my son crying." He's like, "Don't touch me, don't touch me." But then the one dude touches him and then his like brain explodes. And then the bartender pulls out a gun and he's gonna shoot the dude. And what did I think the dude ran over and touched him.
No, the stripper touched him and died. That's
Okay.
where it's really unique because
Oh yeah, the stripper.
I did not get that subtlety. Do you know what I mean? So
Yeah, that
when
was
I read
that's
it the
right.
first time, I was like,
Yeah, how did that go?
"Huh? How did that guy die?" And then I went back and I realized that the stripper touched his arm, and they make a distinctive point of her
Yeah,
grabbing
just
his arm on
you see
skin,
it. Yeah, skin on
and then
skin.
he died. So then it changes the whole dynamic of the story when you don't think it's out, it's isolated. It's if anybody touches one another.
Right, and I think that the beginning of the story takes place like right when the
Yeah,
disease
the
or whatever,
outbreak.
yeah, was
Yep.
starting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the main I guess thing in this world that caused the apocalypse is that when people, I don't know if it's everyone, when everyone touches one another or when certain people touch one another.
No, I think it's everyone.
It causes the other.
If you read this, it's really fascinating, because if you look at the stuff that was being sold and stuff, mm-hmm. it's a lot of like masturbation shit, like dildos and pocket
right.
vaginas and all kinds of stuff, because people can't have sex anymore.
Right, you can't touch anyone.
And even when he goes and visits that like strip club at the very end, she's like, the girl says, you can hang out at the edge of the bed. I'll let you come within 2 feet of me, but that's it. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So it's really bizarre. It's actually something I don't think I've seen before.
Right. Well, it's also interesting because it effectively means it's the end of humanity because we can't reproduce anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the last days of the remaining people on Earth. So this guy, he goes into this town because, or no, then it jumps to this other character, and he goes into a bar, and he's trying to make a deal with the bartender for some protective equipment, but he ends up just like taking it and taking off and running. And he ends up in this small town where he gets mugged. So there's a lot of crime in this world where people are taking what they can get, because pretty much everything in society is broken down at this point. But there's only like pockets of humanity left,
mm-hmm.
where people can't touch one another.
Yeah.
So he gets robbed, and then he goes to kind of this like store, I guess, like a trading place where you can trade what you have for for what you need. And it's interesting, there's a
pornography is a big thing.
Yeah.
Because like
that's what he,
you can't touch or whatever, so you know, you masturbate.
Yeah, it's a
stick a dildo in your ass or something like that.
And there's a thing called Peekaboo, like you can buy Peekaboo credit, which is you can go look at a naked lady.
Yeah.
But you can't touch her.
Yeah, this is really good. I liked it. It actually surprised me. This, if you look at the book as a whole, it actually felt like an image book.
Yeah, there's been a couple of Dynamite books that have surprised
me. Grand Passion too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This could easily have been an image book. This was really good. I really enjoyed it. I think he did a really good job of setting up the world, and I liked the amount of time he spent on the characters, like the dude and then that woman, the main woman.
Yeah. Is there a musical connection to this book? Because they have a free downloaded song. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, I saw that. It looks like I think the writer is in a band, like not like a well-known band or anything, but yeah. So you can download a song if you get this book. There you go. I liked it. And I liked the art too. I thought it was.
I was wondering if you downloaded the song.
I did not download the song.
Okay.
There's some nudity in this book.
Yeah.
Lots of heads exploding.
I think what made it surprising is I had no idea what the what I was gonna read.
But I liked it. I recommend it. Mm. I'll be getting that trade for sure.
Yeah.
Good stuff from Dynamite.
When I started, I was confused.
I think you're supposed to be confused.
But like some books don't clarify that confusion. This one did, I think, in a good way. I at least know what's going on, and I know why the world is all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's Junior Mint time. That's my chocolate and egg thing. Umagi.
This is when you... Yeah, you always need something sweet after you eat eggs.
Yeah. It's what the what do you call it? Umagi.
Yeah, umami.
Umami.
Umami. Umami.
Umami.
Let's create that. Oh, you got the mint too. That's not very umami though. Mint.
Is for me. Umami. Well, my favorite book of the bunch was Green Valley.
That was phenomenal.
I had no idea. I went into these books. Okay, we had a list of books. And I went in thinking that Seven to Eternity was going to be my favorite. Just
Okay.
because of all the hype. There's been a lot of hype, Bill. I know you haven't been following it, but
I did not know that.
there's a
Did
lot
not
of
know there was
hype,
hype.
and the book is ex you know, let's see what it is on eBay. Let's just go look. eBay.
It's hot.
That's why, if I was in your world, Eternity number one, $170 CGC, $74.
$74?
if you want one and two lot, yeah, that for two of them.
Oh, for two of them.
110. Most of them are CG. What do you call it? CG seed already.
Perhaps I should get this book CG seed.
This one's 80 or best offer, free shipping. Like, oh my God. So I knew there was hype behind it. So I was like, okay, if there's hype behind it, it's got to be like because the story is like got to be the best. So I went in thinking, I mean, we had a bunch of books. I thought that that would be my favorite. That's why I chose it. And what it turned out is that Green Valley was my favorite by a long shot. I Green Valley is a Max Landis book. Comes from film. Giuseppe Canaloki, I can't pronounce his name. I think he
It's
works for Marvel.
Giuseppe Cam Camuncoli.
Camaccoli.
Camaccoli. Giuseppe Camaccoli.
He draws the art, and the inker is Cliff Rathburn, but it is, man, it's phenomenal. It is like the Magnificent Seven with four dudes, the Magnificent Four. And what they do is they're so good at what they do that they could four people could fight off an entire army. But this time they got a little in over their head. One of the guys is an older man and he's in love and he wants to like I think he wants to like retire. Like he
Wants to be a family
wants to
man.
be a family man for a while. He's been fighting his whole life. He wants to be a family man. And the barbarians that they pushed away initially actually came back and they attacked their town. But the amazing part of the story is the character building. It gets you to care about these characters, these four characters. They're all distinctively different. They're only the big guy you kind of don't get to know, except like he's kind of like Volstagg. He reminded me of Volstagg of the Warriors 3.
Yeah, he's got a big beard. And
Yeah, and just like
he's
he,
bragging about his stories.
right, he brags about his stories. That's all Volstagg, right? I mean, he's kind of like that. And I guess you could even relate these characters to like Thor plus the Warriors 3. I mean, it could be kind of like them. You can easily translate this into a Viking story with those guys or with a Norse guy, Viking story. But it clicked with me with so many levels. The execution is just amazing.
Yeah, the pacing and the time you spent with the characters and like the build up to the and the emotional build up to the final scenes. Oh, it's just yeah, it was wonderful. I didn't know going in either how are you still there?
Yeah.
My thing is oh, there we go. It turned colors on me.
What turn colors?
My connection thing. And I went into this. I was actually. This came out a while ago, didn't it?
I think it came out about the same time as Seven to Eternity because I found them in the same box.
Okay. Yeah, this one I knew I had it, but for some reason I just wasn't excited about reading it. I don't know why.
I wasn't either, to tell you the truth. I wasn't excited about reading either one of them. But it takes this show to get me off my ass and go get Image out of the box.
To dig out or the old stuff that we haven't got around to
Yeah,
reading.
yeah. In both cases, I was surprised. Seven to Eternity, a lot less so. I would have thought this book would have shot to the roof more than the other one.
This would just depend. This one I might have had a better print run because of Max Landis, though.
It felt so cinematic.
It felt a lot like Game of Thrones to me.
Yeah.
Like it would fit in that world, like with the castle. Well, obviously the scene is the same with the castles and everything, but just in terms of how Game of Thrones gets into the characters and then they build up to a battle or whatever, or bad
Yeah.
things happen to them. It's the same thing where you get to know the characters and oh, they're so nice and getting along, and then all of a sudden everything goes to shit and people are dying and stuff and. So if you like that, it's very similar to that. But it was really well done, I thought.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So, the next one I picked because I knew I wanted to watch Riverdale. So I picked Betty and Veronica number one by Adam Hughes.
Before you get into that, what's
Yeah.
up with the Riverdale comic? They've like resolicited it like three
Three
times.
times. Archie, I buy all the Archie books, and they disgust me. I have never seen more resolicitations of Archie books in my life.
Yeah.
Like they re the only one that seems to keep like a good pattern going are Archie and Jughead. Everything else is like Betty and Veronica resolicited. The superhero lines, the Black Circle stuff. It's really the Red Circle stuff, but they call it the Black Circle because it's a darker view
Darker
of their
take, yeah.
heroes. Yeah. All of that stuff, like the Shield, was resolicited like six times, and we only have like three issues. And it's 2 years. And it's a good book. It's a good book. I mean, it really is a good comic book. I don't understand what their publishing philosophy is. I know they're putting a lot of marketing into Riverdale, who's written by Sucosta, what's his name? Roberto something. He does the Afterlife with Archie. He does the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. He does other Archie stuff. And he's done like four for Fantastic Four, and he's done all kinds of other stuff. But man, their shipping is just awful. Like Afterlife with Archie, what do we have, like 9 issues or 8 issues, and it's been out for like 6 years. You there?
Yeah, it was just eating a cracker. And do you think it's the creators, like who are being slow, or the company that's, is it like financial?
I always blame the company because they can control like how far out, like it could be fine. I mean, finance is the reason for everything, right? If you got the money. If
Yeah.
you got the money, honey, I've got the time. You ever heard that song? If you've got the money, honey, I've got
Oh,
the
sure, they're by the Little River Band.
time. Yeah.
Oh no, ELO.
It's one of those bands. I don't know.
Boy Dog Pondering.
But
Well,
I think
Archie.
it's money, and I think it's creative time
I was gonna say
secondary.
Archie also kind of showed their hand when they did that Kickstarter, saying that they were broke
Yeah.
and were in financial trouble.
But they got a big creator like Adam Hughes is huge.
They get lots of big creators.
Yeah.
But the one, so the reason I am confused about Riverdale is because the TV show has just started, so you figure you'd want to bring the comic out. Like originally it was solicited So it would come out before the TV show. But
Yeah.
now the TV show's out and the comic still isn't out, and it was just resolicited again. So I don't know what they're thinking. Maybe
Yeah, it's
are they
weird.
now thinking that it maybe that once the show takes
No,
ground, then
I don't think the comic is done. I think the I my opinion, if I had to guess, is the comic book is an afterthought.
okay.
I think their concentration was on the TV show, and they were like, you know what? I think we're gonna have a real big hit with this Riverdale. We should do a comic book on it. And it came afterwards. That's what I think.
And I think the comic is just a website.
I wonder how it's going to be, if it's going to be the same as the show. Maybe that's
Because
why they
I
held
think
it
it is.
back too. If it's the same thing, why would you want to read exactly what happens before the show
Yeah, I
comes
don't think it's
out?
going to be the same thing as the show, but the same world as the show.
But if it's the same world in the show, you can't really do stuff with it.
I think it's just a one shot. Like, I thought it was like a prequel to the show.
No, I thought it was an ongoing.
I thought it
Is
was
it
a
a
one
one
shot.
shot?
Pause. Maybe I'm just thinking of the horror comics.
Those aren't. They are coming out with a lot of Archie one shots, but I don't think Riverdale was one of them. They have like Little Archie one shot. They have Sabrina one shot coming out.
Jughead the Hunger, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, that's number one shot. I like Archie. It is one of those refreshing reads that. So this Betty and Veronica comic, I wanted to read an Archie comic before I watched Riverdale, so that's why I chose this one. And it does a good job. Like the plot is a typical Archie plot. It's like pop stores closing.
Yeah, I like the plot.
Yeah, it's a very down to earth plot, and it makes a lot of sense because Veronica's rich and she has a father. It's interesting the way it starts because there's a coffee truck that brushes by Veronica. And Veronica immediately gets on the phone with her dad because she's so rich. She's like, "Dad, can you buy this place? Because this guy almost hit me, and he's an idiot, you know, kind of thing." And he doesn't. And then she's quiet the rest of the
Yeah,
issue.
I think she wants to hire the company so she can fire all the drivers.
Yeah, so she could fire the drivers. And in this. They find out that Pop has to come up with $60,000 or he has to sell to the bank, who's owned by Hodge, who's owned by, what's her name? Veronica, his father. I think his name is Hodge.
Wasn't lodged.
Harem Lodge, yeah. Harem Lodge or something like that. And he owns. He actually owns like almost the whole town. He actually owns the bank. And so the team is getting together to save the store, and they're gonna have like dances and such. And it turns out though that Veronica I think she found out in that phone call that they already own that coffee shop and they're the ones that are gonna buy it. And the other interesting thing about this story is it's kind of told through Jughead's dogs as the narrator. That part is really
Yeah,
cool.
that was
What was else interesting? They had some really good dialogue between Jughead and Archie, like building their relationship and their relationship to the girls.
there's a lot of there's a lot of banter back and forth between the characters.
Yeah. And then we got what's usually my favorite is the what they pick for the classic story. And the classic story was by Cy Reid and art was by Dan DiCarlo. And this was just Betty and Veronica seeing that they think they have Archie has a baby, but it's really just a doll. So they like freak out when they're throwing the baby around, Reggie and him. And then they trick him by putting a real baby in in the carriage. So he was like, "Holy crap, I was throwing this baby around." But it was just a really short, like, story. It wasn't that much. It was like maybe 5 pages, 6 pages at most. Did you watch Riverdale?
No, I have not.
Did you tape it?
Yes.
I thought it was amazing. I thought it took elements of Afterlife with Archie, even though there's no zombies in it, but it took a lot of
the characters
the
or
Cheryl
character
Blossom.
traits.
Well, it has everybody. It has Cheryl Blossom. It has
Nice.
Josie and the Pussycats. It has Archie, Jughead, Moose. It has Kevin Keller, Betty and Veronica, obviously. The only one that I didn't see them introduce was Midge and the geek kid. I can't remember his name, the one with the glasses.
Yeah. What about Sabrina?
No Sabrina yet.
I didn't figure she would. I wonder if they'll bring her in.
It is a darker tone story, but
But you're
God,
used to that
but the there are elements of Friday Night Lights in there. There are elements of, I mean, yes, it's a little younger than Friday Night Lights, but it's exciting like that. Let's just say Miss Grundy isn't a 60-year-old woman anymore. She's pretty hot. And I really want to talk about it, but did you DVR it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't want to spoil it because there's a lot of good stuff there, but man, it's good. I really enjoyed it. We watched it last night. I thought it was phenomenal.
I look forward to it.
But in my Archie experiences, I've been collecting them pretty much continuously for the last 5 years, like pretty much since the rebirth relaunch. But before that, I was getting like Afterlife with Archie and the higher ended Betty and Veronica's and Archie before they renumbered them. So I've been reading them pretty constantly, but I've been reading them for my whole life, off and on. You know, I never stuck with it like a monthly title, but I would jump on by 2, 3 issues a year. So I've been on there. And well, when I was 5 years old, I read a lot of Archie, more than superhero comics, Archie and Jughead. So I'm well aware of their characters and what they have, and I think they portrayed all the characters really, really well in a modern sense, like a modern sensibility. Very interesting, especially the Cheryl Blossom stuff.
Yeah, I look forward to it. And I think that because of what they've done with the comics, we're more open to exploration of the characters.
Yeah.
Whereas some people who only read the old stuff, they may be maybe jarring to them to
Oh,
see the newer take.
they'll probably not like it if they didn't go for these revamps.
Yeah.
But
But anyone who read, Archie the Cancer Years
oh yeah, there was the one where they got
won't be
married.
shocked by anything.
Was it called Life with Archie?
Yeah, I
That was
remember.
depressing. That was when Midge and Moose wanted to open up. But no, that was I remember we talked about this with Micah. The only two black characters in the Archie world wanted to open up a
With a
comic
comic book
shop.
store.
And there were some crazy dark times. I think it was Miss Grundy that, or it was either Miss Grundy or Principal that got
Got
cancer.
cancer, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Archie died in that series. There was the death of Archie.
Death of Archie.
And then he was like gonna marry. There was that alternate spin-off where Archie marries Veronica and Betty. It was like, what if
Yeah.
Archie married Betty? What if he married Veronica? So it's been in like a more serious tone for at least a decade, wouldn't you say?
Don't know about a decade, but yeah, for a while.
I mean, they were publishing the other lighthearted stuff at the same time as that dark stuff.
Right.
until they revamped the whole line recently. I'm really looking forward to Reggie and Me. That's one I'd like to cover on the next one if you bought it.
I believe I did buy it.
The reason I am is
Yeah, why are you excited about it?
I can't tell you how much of a kick of I've been on for DeFalco, Tom DeFalco, like reading old Thor and Fantastic Four and all kinds of stuff that he's done. Spider-Girl, you know?
Maybe I have Reggie and Me.
I love Tom DeFalco, and he's writing it, so I want to see it.
I think I have it already. We could have read it.
You might have. You didn't read it though yet, did you?
No, I have not read it.
Yeah, I have it. Why don't we save that for next time?
Well, we'll have to. We can't do it this time.
Yeah.
Reggie. So that's DeFalco writing that one?
Yeah, I'm real
All right.
excited. 'Cause he usually pairs up with Ron Franz, but this isn't Ron Franz, but I'm really looking forward to it either way. Because he's another one of those old school masters, in my opinion, that writes the stories that we just talked about with the triple thing going on, the triple plot line paradigm. He does that all the time. He's a master of that.
Yeah, the old school. I don't know if it's
Yeah.
old school, but else we got? Let's see.
You got Seven to Eternity.
Okay, 7 to Eternity. I gotta find my note, see if I took notes on that one. Let me go to my file. Seven, seven. I don't see it. Why don't you start talking about this one?
All right. This one is it has a cover like a movie poster. I'll say that up front.
It was very movie-like. I would agree.
Even the way the credits are on the cover, it looks like a standard movie poster that you'd see at the theater. And this is written by Rick Remender and Jerome Pena. And there is a journal of Adam Ositis, which is prose in the upfront to like set the story up. And what this is, in a nutshell, is it's a family who escaped war so they could live in peace. That's the way I read it. And they escaped the Mud King, and they went up north or wherever, down south. I don't know where they went. And they kind of lived away from that for years. And then the Mud King comes back in the form of a storm or magical entity and attacks the grandfather, which is the one that escaped with his family.
Right.
And the grandfather tries to fight him off, but he's not as powerful as this magical being. And he gets like sucked into the ground and suffocated. And his son, who looks like he's going to die anyway, like he's training his daughter to hunt and to kill things and to be the hunter for the family because I think he thinks he's gonna die. He's got like the black lung or something. He's like coughing up all the time, like blood and stuff, and he knows he's gonna die. And he's like passing the hey to his daughter saying, "Hey, I need you to take care of the family when I'm gone." That's how the story opens up. They're like hunting some kind of boar, wild boar. And once they get attacked and he loses his father, his whole town is burned down, and he kind of feels he has to go seek vengeance against the Mud King, and he knows he's going to die, so this is going to be like a kamikaze type vengeance. And he kind of leaves his family in charge of the daughter, and he takes off. That's it in a nutshell from what I got out of it.
How did it end? That's what I can't remember.
He actually went back to the town, like to the village where they escape from, and it looks like post-apocalyptic, like war torn and everything.
Okay,
And
that's fair. Yeah, he journeys to
a
the.
matter of fact, there's a couple people that recognize him, and they're like, "You guys are cowards. You left us, and you could have
He
helped us.
abandoned
And
us, yeah.
yeah, you abandoned us." And then he meets up with this girl who it looks like he'd known her in the past, but she works for the Mud King, I guess. And then she actually takes him to this leader, and the Mud King says, "Will you take my offer?" Because they made an offer to the grandfather. And what before the grandfather died, he told the son, "Whatever you do, do not take their offer." So I guess we'll see
See
what
if he
that
takes it.
means.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's. I don't know why I don't have notes on this. I thought I took notes.
It was pretty fresh in my head because I read this one this morning. I read
Yeah.
Green Valley last night and I couldn't put it down. Like, I went to bed tired and I said, "You know what? I got to read like 5 books before the morning. I better get a start on it at least." And I was like, "Wow." Like, I got halfway through the book and I was like, "Oh my God, this is amazing." I thought Green Valley was amazing.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite. I think that was my favorite, and then
Great Divide.
yeah, Great Divide.
I agree. We actually agree for a change.
Amazing. What'd you give? What do you think? What'd you give Seven to Eternity?
I give it a 4 out of 5, but it's not like a high 4 out of 5. It's like towards the bottom. Like, the art is beautiful. Like, Jerome Pena can
Yeah,
fucking draw amazing.
draw shit out of that book.
Yeah, and Rick Remender's storytelling, it jives with storytelling that I like. It just wasn't as good as Green Valley. And maybe it's because I read Green Valley and then read this
Then
book.
that.
I might have felt different if I read it in a different order.
Yeah, I remember. I liked it, but I wasn't blown away by it. Except for
Yeah.
the art. The art was, but I do remember the story pretty well now that you
Yeah.
refreshed my memory, so it has stuck in my memory, which is always a good sign.
Yeah. The only other book because that I wanted to cover, well, two of them is I wanted to do Commandy, but you haven't read it yet, so I'll wait on that one. I read a Devil's Due book because you did. You covered what was it? I keep saying I can never get that name right.
Oh, public
Public
relations.
relations. I keep wanting to say Serving Soups, but that's the one that I read.
Yeah,
Red Riding Hood, number one. This one is what kind of what I expected. It is like the poor man's Seven to Eternity.
what you're expecting?
No, what I was expecting was a Xenoscopes
I was
type
just about to
style
say
book.
that. I was just about
Yeah.
to say that. You're expecting a
But
Xenoscope book.
I found so many similarities between Seven and Eternity that
Wow.
it was amazingly the sort of simp the same overall plot. It's the Red Riding Hoods are an order that have to fight these wolves, and it's a passing of the guard from the mother to the daughter, much like it was here from the grandfather to the son in Seven to Eternity. They have to like fight off these wolves, and then they are hunted. Every time there's a blood moon, the wolves come out and they go after the Red Riding Hoods. And she's got a little brother, and because she finds a dead cat and a stranger across the street like just mumbling crazy things to her, she asks her mom like, "What the hell?" And the parents look at each other like, "Oh hell, we have to tell our daughter that she's part of this order, and they have to fight. She has to fight the rest of her life." But it was similar in the fact that they have an evil, like the Mud King. In this case, it's the wolves coming after a family that was in hiding, you know, and they have to step up to the plate and fight. So yeah, it was good. It wasn't quite like at the Zenoscope level. Zenoscope's art is not very good, but they seem to have like the niche at like how to pace and tell a story more so than Devils do, in my opinion.
Oh, who?
So,
I don't think you said who the creators were of
oh,
Red Riding Hood.
that's because I never heard of them. Orlando Harding and Andres Esperanza.
Okay.
It's a Zenoscope scope type art, so the art's very similar. The plot is very similar. The execution is a little weak, but it was entertaining.
Can I ask what the price point on that was?
This was an older one, so it was still $3.99.
Okay.
This one I never read because I couldn't find number one. But when I was looking for your public relations, I found number one. So I was like, you know what? I was looking for this book for so damn long, so, 'cause I didn't read number two, that I said, I'm gonna
I could
read
read the
number one.
rest. That's funny.
Yeah, I went in there with every intention to find public relations, and I couldn't find it.
Ah, you need to read that. It's hilarious.
Yeah. So that was RRH. You got any others?
I do. Well, I could talk about the Action Labs book that you
Yeah, Circle.
foolishly passed on.
It's
So.
weird that I passed on it, but now that I have my new system, which is pretty much, okay, I get this big old box, this 40-pound box of comics every week. And what I do is I separate the hardcovers, I separate the piles into Marvel, DC, and other, and then I sort by company and by alphabet. And then I take them over to my computer and I use my bar scanner on the UPC symbols and I
Yes.
scan all the books into my database.
Yes.
And then once they're all scanned, then I bag and board them and put them in an unread box. But unfortunately, they don't get into the box fast enough, so they end up on the kitchen table and stove. And that's where Barb gets upset. And I'm 2 weeks behind now, so I gotta get them off the kitchen table.
Gotta scan them in.
Yeah.
What is that?
I scanned in last week's, but I have to scan in this week's.
Okay. It's like a second job.
Yeah. So it's turn Sundays, if everything goes well, Sundays has turned into the archiving day, but how could I say this? I like archiving less and less. After I get into the scanning and putting in the database, I don't like it. I don't like it anymore.
You don't like what? You don't like the
No,
bagging and
because they
boarding?
turn into the bagging and the boarding and the merge. And I've already, like, part of the excitement of bagging and boarding is like enjoying the covers again.
Right.
But I've just already scanned the covers in. Do you see
Right.
what
So
I'm
you have,
saying?
yeah, you just look through them
I've
all.
already have them ingrained in my brain. So, yeah, it's that's the process.
See,
And then
mine's.
the merge happens last, if there ever is a merge. And I've been la merging's tough. When you buy as many comics I do, it becomes like a archival nightmare. So, go ahead. What's your process?
Well, I do the bagging and ordering first. So I get to that's when I get to enjoy the covers when I'm putting them in the bags.
Yeah.
And then the part I hate is when I have to go through and enter them into my spreadsheet. I mean, sorry, database, which is a spreadsheet. So that's the
Well,
boring part for me.
in your case, it would kind of suck.
Yeah, because I don't get to scan either.
Yeah. See, the part that I didn't tell you is that my database, every week, every Wednesday or Thursday, I think it's Thursday, they have a new update.
So
I
the new
go
comics.
and I go say, go to the internet, download the latest. And what it does is it goes to their website and it downloads every book that was Diamond solicited for that week, every single one, and all the UPC codes and all the authors and titles and everything. And it dumps it into my database. And then the last thing it does is it says, oh, I need these cover images. I need to bring in every single cover image for that comics that came in that week. Boom, they're all in my database. And then I scan. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
So does it store the cover images on your computer, or is it just linked?
They're all on the computer. But
Not a huge
if I ever
database.
had disk problems, you could delete them and then just download it as you wanted. Do you know what I mean? I can right click on any issue and say download cover.
How big is that database?
Oh, it's huge.
What is this? What are they stored in? Is it a SQL?
I think it's a Microsoft-based SQL server.
Yeah.
They use the engines and stuff that.
Yeah, SQL Express or something.
I don't think it's that. I think it's like a SQL Server standard. I don't think it's enterprise, but I think it's SQL Server standard.
Okay.
And it's pretty fast, but you also have to compress your database. They have Comic-Based Sidekick, which actually keeps your database in sync if you run it all the time. Like it runs in the background and constantly updates your database, and it backs it up to their servers. Which it, when they back up their stuff, they're backing up your collection. They're not backing up the images and all the data over again. They're
Right,
backing what you have.
It's probably
So the
just an index file or something.
indexes, so it stores that, so you have backups there. And it's got some cool features. I think if they're able to take it to the next level and put it on an app where I can access my laptop
Yeah, why
remote,
don't I don't know why they don't have it on an app.
I would be
Well, I guess because it's locally stored.
I would be I can upload reports to their servers and then access the reports.
Right.
But you have to be on top. And when you go to a convention, I really don't know, because I have that like a squirrel thing going on. I don't know what I'm going to target. Like
Right.
I'll like know like one title, maybe like, oh, I want Ghost Rider number one, and so I'll go look for that. But I won't know like if I'm gonna target some Marvel run or some DC run until I get there. So yeah, it's an amazing database. I love it. I mean, I could just spend the day going through everything. Like I saw that cover for that BitTorrent or Torment, and I'm like, that's awesome. Maybe I should get it. That's the downside of having the database, though.
Yeah, let you know what's out there that you might want.
Yeah, and it has all the trades in there too, so I could barcode scan all my collected editions. The only thing it's lacking is toys. If I had that, I'd be toys and movies. I'd be like, bloop, bloop. I'd be ecstatic. But you were going to talk about the circle.
The circ, yes, and that explains why Mike did not get the circle.
I don't know why I didn't get it. I really don't. Especially because you say it was Danger Zone. That's the
Yeah, and
part
I thought you're all in on Danger Zone.
I get a lot of Danger Zone.
The only thing I can guess is, like you said, it's about kids, so you're like, I don't care about like a bunch of kids.
Yeah,
A secret circle.
I don't need a secret circle. I've got one with Daryl and
Okay, so the circle written by Damon Clark with art by Eliza Zerno. And first thing you note when you read this is the art. I really liked the art. I don't know if you can see the cover image of it. Well, I know you can. If you look at a cover image of it, the art style kind of reminds me a little bit of the graduate art. But not nearly as
It's,
deformed as that.
yeah, I have I have the images for cover one. Man, it's really hard to tell though because the girls are all abstracted in the tapestry except for the
You're the one
lead
in the front.
character in the front.
Yeah.
And then in issue two, it has just that same character in the front, just as her as more like floating in a witch's wardrobe. So it's really hard to judge what the interior
Oh,
would
the
look
art.
like until I could see like more than these two panels.
Yeah, but you can kind of, I mean, that should give at least an indication of the art style, like the
Yeah, it
cover
looks
number
like
one, like
something out
the
of Tim Burton's mind in my
yeah,
in,
the painting
Tim.
and everything is kind of is
Yeah.
similar to what's on the cover. And I think the colors are done by the artist as well. But I really liked the art. So the story is there's a kid whose mother has died, so he and his father move to this new town. And when he first gets there, he has a really rough time, and he's really good at basketball, like that's his thing. 'Cause otherwise, like, you know, he's kind of nondescript, but he really likes basketball, and he's been playing basketball for a long time, and took lessons and everything. So that's his thing. Even though he's like not particularly tall or anything, he just has the skills from years of practice. So he gets to this new school, and he decides, you know, that'll be his thing here. He'll join the basketball team, and everyone's like, "Oh, you'll never make it. It's really hard to make the team and stuff." But he's like, "Whatever." And then he, of course, makes the team. But in making the team, I think he caused other people to not make the team. So the jocks are all pissed off at him. Like this new kid comes to town and takes their spot on the team, so that they beat the shit out of him. And then he's on the way home, and this kid walks up to him and says, "Hey, you know, I saw that, you know, I saw what happened with those guys," and he's like, "You want to come hang out with us?" So he meets this group of kids in the car, and they're kind of like gothy type kids, and they take him into the forest, and he's like, "Where are we going? Like, what is this place?" And they end up going in this cave where they have like a secret hidden room in this cave, and they're like, "This is welcome to the circle." And that's kind of where it ends. So it kind of it didn't really reveal much of like where the story is going, which I wish they had done. But I really liked the all the character stuff that they built up in this issue, like with the main character and the others in this circle. So the combination of the good character development and the art kind of won me over on this one. So I really enjoyed it.
So you're going for the trade then?
Yeah, I'll get the trade on that one. And the
How
one.
does that make your trade list? Like how do you
How
know
did I?
how do you get from there? I mean, because you read so many new number ones, how does something go on your for sure trade list?
That's just how much I enjoy it and how much I am
No, but
in
that might not be
interested in.
solicited for like 6 to 8 months away from your actual enjoyment. So how do you
You mean as opposed to getting the single
do you mark it
issues?
down or what do you, no, I'm just trying to figure out
Oh, how
what,
do I track it?
yeah.
I put it in
Oh.
a I will put it in my spreadsheet where I have a column that says trade, yes, no, question mark.
And then do you reassess that once you get to that month where it's solicited to see if it's within your budgetary constraint or what?
Yes, I.
Because you could get like a lot of trades in
Right,
that
there
one
could be,
month.
right, if there's like 10 books that I said yes, I want to get the trade of,
Yeah.
and I can't afford that, then I'll look at my what scores I gave the books and base it on that. I mean, the
Or
five out of
you
fives.
could look at your grocery list and say, I just won't eat this week, right?
That's true. I say, well, I didn't have anything planned for dinner tonight, so maybe I'll just skip it.
Yeah.
Sorry, kiss.
I really think you should do the anchovy pizza to, 'cause
Right.
I would be very curious to see if you like it. I can't believe you never did it.
Don't know. It doesn't really appeal to me.
I know, but
I don't know. Fish on a pizza just
It's kind of like pineapple on a pizza.
Pineapple pizza is delicious.
No, it doesn't belong there.
Super delicious. And as I understand, anchovies are just like salty. Probably not very fishy, more salty.
But how do you know? You could be missing on your favorite dish ever.
Yep, that could be my favorite top, my new favorite topping.
Yeah.
I'll find out. I will do it someday. Someday. I don't want to waste a pizza. That's my.
But here's what you do. Like, what's an anch small anchovy pizza gonna cost you? Maybe
That's right. Yeah, what I need to do is when I.
$12, but you invest in a pizza for the whole family that's gonna enjoy,
Right.
right?
What I need to do is
And you get like,
throw on a small piece of whatever we're ordering.
yeah.
Just add on
Well,
a.
if you could get a single pizza, which some places have, but it's rare, you could get a single slice with those ingredients.
I don't know anywhere that has a single slice of anchovy pizza.
Well, you could get a small, and then what's the biggest risk? You have to pull off the anchovies and eat the
Right, if I
rest.
yeah, I could do that. I just dump the small. Yeah, I would probably just pick them off.
Barb would eat an anchovy pizza with you. She'd try it at least. I wouldn't, 'cause it's like pineapple on a pizza. It doesn't belong there.
Pineapple, but you gonna need to try. Have you tried pineapple on a pizza?
Yeah, ham and Canadian bacon and pineapple
Yeah, like
isn't
Hawaiian.
your typical Hawaiian pizza, Hawaiian style.
It's delicious.
I'll eat it, but I won't be happy. I mean, there's worse things in life than Hawaiian style pizza.
Ding! Food's ready.
No, she was just throwing something into the dishwasher because she's not satisfied with me washing dishes. Looks good to me.
Oh, something that you washed.
Yeah, she's not happy with
She's
it.
rejected. So she threw it in the gar
She
in the.
threw it in the sink and said, "You son of a bitch, do a better job."
She threw it in there angrily. That sounded very full of
Yeah,
anger.
you would have seen her face. She's like, "You fucker." I get graded every week, Bill. And I'm like in the C minus range right now.
If she were Donald Trump, that would have been a tweet.
Yeah.
Mean tweet.
If she was Donald Trump, I'd get a hate tweet right now.
You get a fake washing.
Yeah. You do a half-ass job. Yeah, sad.
Sad.
False dishes.
Tried to wash the dishes. Sad.
Sad. Alternative dishes.
Hashtag alternative dishes.
Well, that's all the books I had. Is that all you have?
Yes, that's fine.
Oh, let's jump into media. We got TV and
Media. Play
movies.
the bumper. Media.
Mama Media. It's the media section of Geek
Yes.
Brunch.
Welcome to the media section of Geek Brunch. I am your host, Bill Bomer. With me, as always, is my co-host,
Mike Myers.
Michael Myers. You may know Mike. Mike is joining us. From the Taylor Network.
Yes. And we're here to talk about some media.
We're here to talk about media. What media do we have to talk about today?
Well,
We
we
are
have
talking
CD-ROMs, we have
about
floppy disks, we have thumb
CD.
drives.
You know what I don't like? I don't like our modern day where suddenly, CDs and DVDs are passé and aren't being made anymore.
It bothers me.
especially CDs. Like, bands no longer make CDs. They make digital copies and they make albums, but they don't
Yeah.
see and make cassettes, but they don't make CDs.
Bullshit.
It is pile of bullshit.
Because then we just own shit that's on the cloud. It's on the
Right.
fucking cloud. And Donald Trump is going to take away the internet from us. So now what are we going to do?
That's right. You'll all be crying in your PBRs.
At least I have my CDs from the past.
Yeah, when the apocalypse
My cassette
happens,
tapes.
we'll be listening to our CDs while you.
While you're stuck in the cloud,
Yeah, SciTex can't access
can't
anything.
access shit.
It's gone. It's all gone. It was all virtual.
Yeah.
Virtual
Well, at
music.
least I'll have our battery-powered CD players and Walkmans we could use. You'll be there talking to Alexa, and she won't even be able to do anything.
Alexa, play music.
Alexa, play me a song,
Please.
please, and
Please.
they'll be all down. She'll say, "Have you paid your Trump tax for listening to this song?"
It'll just be an error. Every time you try to access anything, it'll be an error message. We're sorry. The internet no longer exists. America first. Like, no, Alexa, please. Why didn't I buy a CD? Why didn't I buy the DVD? Oh, no.
As you smart house your house, they're just gonna hack into it. They'll get the right frequency, open your doors, turn your lights on.
That's right. That's easy to crack too.
Yeah, and they'll tap into your cameras and watch you change in your own bathroom.
You know the Russians are watching you change.
Yeah, they're watching you change right now. There you go. It's all going to hell. What happened to the good old days of 8 tracks?
Can't go wrong with an 8-track unless it breaks.
Yeah, Alexa, turn the lights on. What the fuck is that shit? You could say,
You're not gonna be able to turn your lights on
no,
in the
we had
future.
good things. We had clappers. We'd go like, and the lights would turn on.
Clapper will always work, even without the
Yeah.
internet.
Yeah. They can't hack into your clapper. Nobody would even be interested in hacking into your clapper.
Clapper. The Russians have no interest in your clapper.
Yeah.
You're free to clap. In the apocalypse, you can still clap. You see those zombies coming? All you got to do?
Clap.
Lights go out, and
Lights go
zombies
on.
turn and go to the next house.
That's right. Clap off. Turn the lights off so the
And then if
zombies
people
don't.
next door are like, Alexa, turn off the lights! Turn off the lights! Turn off
Oh
the lights! Ah! Zombies.
no. Yeah, they're dead.
Dead. I'm
Yeah.
dead.
Alexa doesn't respond. Alexa, turn off the lights. I played with Alexa this past week. She's a bitch. She's like Siri, but dumber.
dumb version of Siri.
Yeah, I think so.
Where did you play with Siri? I mean, Alexa.
At my pretentious brother's house.
Ah. So he doesn't care about his future, is what
No.
you're saying. He's given up on life.
I asked Alexa, I asked her, "Are you always listening in case I get murdered? Will you record it?" And she says, "Go log on to Amazon for our policies about recording you." I'm like, fuck.
So, in other words, she is recording you.
Yeah, she is. Constantly listening.
Of course, it's all being sent up to the cloud so Amazon
Yeah.
can target you.
Amazon knows when you're watching Pornhub. When you're playing, Alexa, put on some Pornhub. That was
Yes.
media section. I hope you enjoyed new segment on media.
Second, yeah, where we bitch about modern media. I hate it though. Why can't you make a CD?
Yeah, you could still make a CD. Here's what you do. You buy digital and then you make your own CD.
Burn it. I don't want to burn my own CD. What am
Well,
I?
you can't even buy a damn fucking, you can't even buy a laptop anymore with a CD player.
That's true.
They fucking don't put it on there as standard anymore.
But I want a CD, and then I can rip it, and then I have the MP, then I have the digital copy, but I always have the hard copy if I ever need it.
Yeah.
Plus, I could play it in my car. My car still has a CD player before those go away.
Yeah.
Fuck the future. Stop.
Fuck this media.
Stupid media.
Fuck the cloud.
That sucks. Except for Netflix.
It's all vulnerable. Everybody can get into anything. You could firewall shit all to your heart's content, and you either block yourself out or somebody can get in.
You gotta poke a hole somewhere.
If
Gotta let stuff, you gotta let something in.
you can log in, it's vulnerable.
That's right. It's like a condom. You could put the condom on, but then if you want to access anything, you gotta poke a hole. And once you poke a hole, it's
It's
over.
all over.
It's over.
It's over.
That stuff's gonna get in.
That's right.
You're letting it right in.
Letting the semen out.
Spreading your legs and letting it in.
That's what Alexa's there for, to fuck you.
That's the future.
Yeah.
Once we have, you know, it's coming where there's going to be the artificial, the life version of Alexa.
What was that song on the Prince did? It was on the Batman soundtrack. I've seen the future and it will be, or what, I don't remember what it
Come
was.
in.
Enter, Alexa.
Who? I already gave you more time. Didn't I? Yeah. Damn.
One cheese cracker. Bill's off being a parent.
I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
I'm done being a parent. I told him, go ask Alexa. He said, what? I said, get out of here.
You go play your cassette player in the corner,
We don't
and
have
you
Alexa.
appreciate this cassette player. You will not stream anything because we're recording. You can go listen to some hard CDs on the record, on the CD player.
Go listen to, that's right. Digital slows down my internet connection.
Digital killed the radio star, isn't that?
That's true. And Donald Trump killed NPR. I think that's how it goes.
There you go. That's the media section, and I hope you enjoyed that new segment. But we're going to talk about movies and TV now.
Right, now we're on to movies and TV.
Yeah.
I watched a TV show on the Netflix. It is one that So I watched the first episode and I was kind of like, "Eh, it was good, but it didn't really blow me away." But I kept watching it because I wanted to, because I heard such good things about it. And I'd say about by the time I got to like the third episode, I was like all in.
What is the show?
It is Stranger Things,
Ah.
the Stranger Things program, season one.
Welcome to the bandwagon.
So now I am on board
I
the
haven't
Stranger
seen it
Things
yet.
bandwagon. It's phenomenal. It is excellent.
Excellente. Give us a premise of what it is.
So the premise for all of you who are holdouts is it is about a group of four, how old are they? I don't even know how old kids, maybe 13-year-old boys who are into D&D, so they're kind of the nerds. And one day, one of the kids goes missing, and no one knows what happened to him. And the basic story is that everyone in the town is trying to find him, and these kids are trying to find him. But the bigger story is what actually happened to the kid, which I'm not gonna obviously spoil in any way. But the cool thing about the whole thing is that it takes place. I don't remember what year it takes place, but I believe it's the 80s that the whole thing takes place during, and it has a real retro feel to the whole story. It's really good. And
Cool.
the main characters of the story are the kids. There are some adult characters like the parents. One of the main parents is played by Winona Ryder, which is cool.
Haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah, she hasn't. I don't know what she's been in recently. Nothing too major, I
She
don't
look
think.
really old now, or
She's probably 50, maybe.
yeah. When you say really old, that's like our age.
Yeah, she's like
She's
really
close.
she's ancient, like our like a little bit older than us.
Just a little bit. I don't know. I'd be surprised. She's got to be like our age exactly at Winona
Yeah, I'm guessing she's very close to our age.
Ryder. Age. Like it's even one of the Google. 45 years, she's younger than
She's younger than. She is really old. You're right. She's a youngster, Mike. A youngster.
Yeah, youngster. She's very young still.
Yeah, it's always weird when these actor or actresses you thought were older than you are turn out to be younger than you.
Younger than you. Well, I was thinking about like roughly like what she'd been in when I saw her movie, and I was like, I think she's younger than me. So I had to look it up.
I figured she's about. Yeah, because like when at the height of her popularity.
She was pretty young at the height of her popularity. Like Beetlejuice? Like, wasn't that one of her first ones?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. We ought to come up with like another segment, like are we getting old segment, and compare our ages to all the people in media.
We could add that to our media section.
Yeah, we can give prizes away. Are we older
Older or
than
younger?
or younger than? Answer now.
Yeah, we could have a contest between ourselves.
Yeah.
Older or younger?
So this is I expected that this is because it's so well liked that it would be good.
Good, yeah. Oh, it gets good. It gets super awesome.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Well, we finished watching Agent Carter, and that had a really good one. I think I covered on the last episode, and then moved on to Supergirl. And I guess we're like 5 episodes into Supergirl. And it's been interesting because some of the storylines have featured some key DC characters. And if you were a fan of like Sean McKeever's Teen Titans, they have Miss Martian, like Megan, and they deal in roulette. Like roulette had a fight club in that Teen Titans. I don't know if it was actually Roulette. Roulette is like a JSA type character, but she does like Fight Club type stuff. And they've been tapping into that a lot. Not only has Supergirl did that, but they introduced the President of the United States, who's Linda Carter.
Nice.
They even had like one of those scenes where she tells Supergirl, "Well, you ought to see my other plane." Like a wink, wink. Like my little jet.
Yes.
They introduce a character. They introduce Daxamites, which are kind of like Kryptonians, but their weakness is lead instead of kryptonite. And the character is Mon-El. So if you're a Legion of Superheroes fan, you ought to check it out. So yeah, Supergirl's been pretty interesting. They introduced Maggie Sawyer for all you Superman fans, who's a detective in the Metropolis Police Department for a long time, and she's been in Gotham fairly recently. She's in the show. And if you read the comics, she's a lesbian, so you know where they're headed with that. I think they're gonna, I think from what I can see, is that Supergirl's sister is a lesbian, but she doesn't know it yet. But that's where I am with Supergirl. And then we finished Bates Motel. And what an amazing freaking show that is. Oh my Lord.
I need to start watching that. Because
It's
I think it's
amazing.
on Netflix now, isn't
Up to season 3.
it?
But season 5 is starting up in February, so I'm sure Netflix will have season 4 now. But this show's phenomenal. It's hard to do a prequel really, really well because you already know what the outcome is. I mean, it's Anthony Perkins and Alfred Hitchcock Psycho, and they made several movies, Psycho 1, Psycho 2, and I even think Anthony Perkins was in Psycho 3. So you already know his relationship with his mom and his dual personalities, but this talks about how it all happened, and it
How I
is
got to that point.
freaking amazing. The actress that plays her mom is Verna, I can never
Vera Farmiga.
Farmiga, and she's
I
actually
love her.
directed a couple episodes. She is phenomenal in this show.
She's
She
always phenomenal.
is amazing.
Her and her sister are both so amazing.
Oh God, she's good in this show. Like the kid that plays Norman Bates, I don't see him ever getting another role because he's so good at this role that he could be typecast as a psycho. But he's really, really good. It introduces his brother Dylan is kind of like the kid that is kind of like a bad seed, but you root for him because at his heart he's the good kid. And just to tell you a little bit of backstory, just not to give away a lot, but it starts off in current times, so there's cell phones and all this stuff, okay? So it's like modernizing the Bates Motel. They move out to escape the death of the father, so they move away because the Norman Bates's father has been killed. You don't know why, but you learn over time, and they move get the Bates Motel, and weird shit happens there because the previous owner. And it just gets convoluted because you learn at the trauma that Mrs. Bates or Norma has to ha has went through in her past. You learn who Dylan's father is, which you'll be really shocked to find out who that is. The city is like drug run, so you learn a lot about the corruption in the city and this cop who you learn to like, even though he's part of the corruption. The ending to season 4 shocked the hell out of me, because I didn't see they were going there. You see, when they actually realize that Norman is not normal and try to get him into a hospital for evaluation. But this show is amazing. Like Bates Motel is freaking amazing, and season 5 is getting started up, so we're all caught up on that. And then, last but not least, we started Damien, which is an E show that's already been canceled. But it is about the movies The Omen, And it ties in really, really close to the Omen. So if you've seen the Omen or the Omen 2, they seem to be in canon with this TV show. And Damien is much older. He's probably in his late 20s, early 30s, and he's a photographer, and he goes like over to the Middle East and such, and he forgot a lot about his past, about what's happened to his parents and such. And he runs into this older woman, and she starts speaking to him. It's creepy because you know how to me, Latin can be really creepy.
Yes, as we demonstrated
Yeah, as we
in our past
demonstrate,
shows.
it could be really scary. And they have that she starts speaking in Latin to him, and it's really scary. But I'm gonna watch it. Some people have the mentality it's already been canceled, but it did go a whole season. There's like 10 episodes, so we'll see where that goes. And I like horror in my TV shows, so.
Horror is good.
What else do you got?
I'm trying to think of what else I have.
Oh, did you ever get to see The Visitor or The Visit? The M. Night Shyamalan one?
Oh, with the old people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did watch that one.
What'd you think?
I loved it.
Oh my God. Was that. Hey, Bill, like, movies, it gets harder and harder as we, to scare people. But wasn't that woman scary? I mean, it was terrifying.
Oh, the woman,
The
the old
older
lady?
woman, the old
Oh, yeah.
lady. Holy crap. The one
Yeah,
scene where
well,
they're.
because they're like closed in their room and they hear like scraping on the walls and stuff,
Yeah.
crawling along the floor.
But it's even worse, like when they first saw it, where they're underneath the house and they're playing like hide and
Oh, and she's
seek,
like, yeah, chasing them.
and then she just shows up, and they've never seen their grandmother before, and she's underneath there chasing them, and it's like terrifying, and then that every night she like flips out. Oh God, that's so good, and I love the catch to like the gotcha.
Yeah, the twist.
The twist to the story.
And the grandfather like putting his like poopy diapers in
Oh, and it's
the
the
shed.
son's face.
Well, I
And
was gonna
that.
say in the shed he's like storing them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that he like stores his diapers. It's weird.
Or the when the grandmother makes the girl like clean the oven and she's like, "No, get in all the way."
Get in all the way. Get in there.
Yeah, that was good. That was really good.
I like that movie a lot. That's one of his bet like one of his betters that like I think of The Sixth Sense as being like really good, and then Unbreakable I absolutely loved. And this one's gotta be up there. This for me personally.
I think so too. I really liked it. I think he did a
I like the
great
fact that
job.
he could do a PG horror movie and suspend disbelief. So it's terrifying still. Do you know what I mean? He doesn't need to show like all the blood or
No, it's just cr the creepiness of
violence or yeah,
it.
it's just like. And the reason I wanted to ask you about that is because I saw Split.
That's the new one,
This
right?
is the new one. This is a based on the new term dissociative whatever they call multiple personality disorder. Nowadays, I don't know what they call it, dissociative something or another. But really, really interesting take on that disorder. And it even makes me curious to see if there's any truth to it. Because the idea is when you can split personalities that they change the actual DNA of themselves. So like if one split personality had diabetes, he'd have diabetes at that time.
Really?
Yeah. Or if one had like a certain skill, he'd actually change his like he let's say if one personality was left-handed, he'd be real fluent left-handed, and then the other personality is good at right hand. You know, he would be like be able to do stuff with both hands. But it's got interesting concepts, and just like an M. Night movie, M. Night Shyamalan or whatever, I can never pronounce his name. Harley, you have grass all over your back. You can't come in the house. Come here. Come. But anyway, it has that surprising ending, and I don't want to do that because that's the whole purpose of his movies, right?
Yeah, you can't spoil it.
But I the thing I really liked about this one is this one does have links to his other movie, which I think is amazing. So he's like making like a continuity. And
That's interesting.
I think that I find that fascinating. So yeah, check it out, Split. Harley almost tripped me.
Cool. I have it on hold at my library, so once it comes out,
Yeah.
it's fully mine.
I like his movies. I mean, even his bad ones, the plant one, the devil, I think it was called with the elevator.
Yeah, I never saw that one.
I enjoy
I
his
need to see
movies
that
even
one.
when people don't like them. I can't think of one that I've. Oh, there was the one with the aliens. That was fantastic with Mel Gibson and
Oh, signs.
Signs, yeah. So like I think he's had some really big hits, but he's had some ones that haven't done so well. This one, I don't know where if it was box office did well. I don't think it did. But it's a good movie. I think you'd like it. It's like an Amigo comic, I think. Like in that type of horror genre, you know? Just like The Visit, you know? He plays with horror elements that are kind of very, I think, very creative. Like I hadn't seen before. I like that.
Yeah, there's certainly something to be said for being inventive, I guess, in the genre.
Yeah.
Yes, I look forward to seeing that one. Yeah, his stuff is kind of hit or miss with me, but
Well, name one that you didn't like.
trying to remember. Yeah, what was that? What Lady in the Water or something like that?
Oh, that was the weak one for me too. I agree with you 100%. I
Yeah,
forgot he did that one.
and then I don't remember. I don't think I cared for Signs, but I don't really remember it. It's been a while.
And just like he appears in the old movie, he did have a small part in this one.
Okay, I don't think. Was he in the old people movie? I don't think he was in that one, was he?
Yeah, he had a part in there.
I did.
Yeah. Let me see. I'll know for sure.
I guess
No,
maybe like at the,
you're right. He wasn't in that one.
if he was, it would have been at the beginning or the end, but there was such, or in the, it could have been in the
No,
background.
I'm looking at IMDb and he wasn't in that one.
Yeah. He could have been in it, like, because when the mom was Skyping them, he could have been like in the background of one of the
Oh
scenes.
yeah, you're right. Maybe
That's
they
the only
just didn't
time.
give him actor credit because he just face just showed up. I
Yeah.
think he was in the town. You're right. Remember the grandfather took the kids back into town in the truck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think he was one of the characters in the
Maybe
background.
just in the background. Because I was
Yeah.
gonna say, because most of that movie is just the four
They
main
beat him up, right?
characters.
The guy that got beat up was him.
Oh,
Yeah.
was he?
I think it was, yeah. So we have as a writer, if we just look at the writer, he wrote Praying with Anger, which I've never seen, A Wide Awake, and then Sixth Sense. That's when I started watching his movies. And then he wrote Sturt Little, which I had no idea he wrote or did the screenplay. And then Unbreakable, which I think is amazing. Signs, that was really good. The Village, that was okay. That was kind of creepy. Had like a pilgrimage type horror type movie to it. Lady in the Water, that was the one I think both of us didn't like. The Happening, that was the plants. That was kind of interesting to me.
I never saw that one.
The Last Airbender, I can't remember that one.
That's a kid based on an anime or something.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's a.
I don't think I saw that one. Devil, I did see. He did a movie called After Earth, which I'm not aware of, at least the screenplay. He did a TV show called After Hours. Did we watch that? And he wrote two episodes of that. I don't know what that is. The Visit, which we loved, and then Split.
What did he do on After Earth? Did he write that?
After Hours?
On
After
After
Earth.
Earth.
He wrote the screenplay. What is
Well, this
After
says he's the.
Earth? He's the director, too.
Yeah, director. Oh, that's right. That was that
Oh,
horrible movie with
that's
Will
Will
Smith and
Smith. Oh, wow. I
Jaden
never saw that. I never saw it. So I can't make a judgment call on it.
I'm pretty sure I hated it.
I think I want to watch it now. I got to become an M. Night Shyamalan
Completest.
expert, completist. Yeah. So, what else you got?
I watched I watched the Barack Obama movie, the South Side with You, I think it was.
Okay.
That
I haven't heard of this, but
it's a short movie. It was only like about an hour and.
South Side of what?
I have to look it up. I
Of
think it's
you?
South Side with You.
With you.
It's the story of Barack and Michelle's first date.
Oh, that's interesting. You have my interest right there.
So the entire movie takes place during the first day they spent together, because they the situation was that. They worked together. Barack was like a lawyer at this firm, and Michelle was an inter like I don't know what the term for it is. She had just started there, so she was like n not a f full lawyer, but she was I don't know what they call it, intern or whatever. And he had wanted to meet her and go out with her, but she didn't want to date anyone. She had a policy like not to date anyone that she worked with. 'Cause being a woman, she didn't want to like have it seem like she was trying to sleep her way to the top or whatever. So he got her to agree to go with him to a meeting on the south side of Chicago, like a meeting about where some residents were gonna meet to discuss funding for a community center. And he kind of pulled one over on her in that the meeting wasn't until like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but he met with her like earlier in the day with the idea that he would spend the day with her and kind of win her over. So the whole thing is about them getting to know each other throughout
Was this a
the day.
library or is this something available on streaming?
It was in the library. It might be. I don't know if it's streaming anywhere. It probably will be at some point, but it was good. And the guy they got to play Barack was like na nailed the character. He like sometimes he like sounded exactly like him, and he looks like him, like I mean not exactly like him, but enough like him that he could pass as a younger Barack. So it was really good. It was good, it's not that long, so.
Like an hour?
Yeah, it was like a little over an hour. it was nice to see that, especially in with respect to what's happening politically.
Yeah.
It's nice to see a young Barack. It's fun to
But
watch it though.
see the thing that we were talking about, Lantern Corps, Barack could fit into willpower, I think. He could fit into love. He could fit into compassion, you know?
Come in.
Enter.
I gave you some already. I gave it to you. You need more?
Crackers.
You could have two crackers.
You could eat two cheese crackers and that's it.
And you could put butter on one of them. The other one you have to eat dry. And you just scrape off the salt.
You could have two cheese crackers with butter.
You could have two unsalted saltines.
And you could put butter on one of them.
Butter on one of them. Come enter. You may enter. All right. Kids, they want more and more.
What would they want? Food? You wanted to eat or what?
They want more time on their computer.
Do you charge them?
I try. Yes, I charge them. It's a dollar. It's a dollar an hour.
Oh, so they wanted 2 more hours?
The internet is not free. I
It's
pay for this shit.
not free anymore. That's for
You
sure.
gotta teach. You gotta teach them the ways of the world.
Got an executive order saying that it's going to cost them even more.
That's true. Just like comic books, once
Yeah.
the printing and shipping, once the printing in China
Did you see what one of the China's military
doubles in
guys said
price?
though? He said that
No.
it's very likely that we're gonna go to war with America. I mean, this is incredible. I can't believe this. It's like the Book of Revelations. Have you read some of that?
Only when I was religious.
But wasn't it somebody comes down and becomes like a political thing, and then it has like China invading or something like that?
Have no idea.
It says the land of 1 billion attacks or something. I can't remember. I gotta go study that again. I think it's Revelations. All right. Well, that was our religious segment.
Oh, you just remind. I was going to say something about the beast with two backs, and I remember there's a scene because I was anyway, cause there's a scene in Public Relations where one of the girls or the guy goes the wizard guy is talking to this girl and he's like, "Let's go make the beast with two backs again," and she's like. She's like, but the one from last time is still alive, and they showed like this creature with like two backs. Like, oh, it's funny. Yes.
Beast with two backs.
He said two backs.
Internet. No, what are you? I want to know about parenting for a little bit. What is this like 2 hour rule or what is this?
Oh, so on their computers, they're limited in how much time. There's
And
like
it shut
Microsoft has like a.
an app. Like
Yeah,
they have.
it's part of Microsoft 10, where you can put in parental controls that control like what sites they can get to
Yeah.
and how much time they're allowed to be on the computer.
And they exceeded that.
They exceeded their limit, so they asked for more time.
Is it joint time or is it individual time?
Individual. We have
Oh, they both exceeded
account.
their time?
Yes.
No, they
I
can't
gave you 15 minutes. That should be fine for the day.
have. That's all there should be.
Yes, they're playing Minecraft.
How does the operating system React. This is just curious. I'm very curious about this. Okay, so you're in the middle of Minecraft, and your 15-minute or 2-hour limit expires. How does it?
I think it pops up a box saying, like, warning, you have 2 minutes left or whatever.
And oh, save your settings or save your game or
Yeah,
what?
it's a savior. Yeah, something like that.
Oh,
So
interesting.
it gives them a warning. And then there's a button to request more time.
Fascinating. And then you have to grant it as a parent.
Yeah, then.
You have to log in and say, okay, I'll give you 15 more minutes.
Yeah.
And if you say no, then you just say, go get us some crackers with butter on it.
I say, no, go eat your crackers.
Go eat your crackers.
Say, you can't have more time, but I will give you 3 crackers. And they
All
say,
right.
yes.
Well, any other movies or TV you want to mention?
I don't think so. I'm slowly getting caught up on Gotham, but I still have a ways to go.
Yeah, I gotta start the new season.
Oh, I've been watching The Mick. I love that show.
I have not seen that, but
They replayed the pilot, so I was able to go back and watch the
did
pilot.
I tell you about the Always Sunny in Philadelphia last
Yeah,
time?
you said about the last one.
The water slide one?
Yeah, I think
Oh
that's what I'm
God,
talking about.
that was the funniest episode I've ever seen. Oh man. I would try the Mick. I just have so much on the freaking DVR. It's not a bit funny. I like her though, Deandra and Always Sunny. So I
Yeah,
think I'd like her in the
she
Mick.
makes the Mick.
Yeah.
And she plays a similar character to Sunny.
All right. Well, we can wrap this one up, and I hope you enjoyed our new segment on media. I hope it
Media.
made you that much more brighter.
Yeah, so I hope you've learned and corrected your ways.
Your
Bands, I
ways.
expect to bring out CDs now.
Yeah. If all the listeners that are in bands start coming out with CDs, then we succeeded, right?
Yes.
We should get a little bit of credit. You could say, well, Geek Brunch prompted me to do this CD and I lost 5 grand. That damn Bill Bomer.
I made the CD and I sold one copy to Bill Wilmer.
All right. Well, you can reach Bill at DBM00 and me at Mike Myers Brunch. We have emails at mike@comicbooknoise.com or bill@comicbooknoise.com. On the Facebook, you can reach us by going to Geek Brunch Podcast and clicking the like button and follow all our episode threads there. You can send us messages there too by posting on the wall. And, oof, I don't know what else. I think that's about it.
I believe that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
We're not
That's
on
all.
the tumblers or the fumblers or twatters or anything.
Yeah, I'm curious about this Last Airbender. Is that a movie? I mean, is that an animated show or?
It was an animated show that they made into a movie.
Okay.
I'm guessing you wouldn't like it. I've never seen it.
But it's M. Night. I have to watch it. It's M. Night Shyamalan.
Then you'll be able to report back. And you have to watch. How come you haven't seen After Earth?
I don't know. It was one of those movies that I wanted to see based on the preview and just never seen it.
Yeah,
It's with
it's
Will
terrible.
Smith and his kid, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible.
I don't remember it looking terrible. I mean, it was like unwatchable, terrible. Like, this is the worst shit ever.
I don't think it
Were
was.
you entertained?
I don't remember.
You got the white parts in your
Yeah,
brain.
that's in the. Especially something I didn't really care for. That's disappeared quickly.
Harley Quinn Myers. I don't know what to do with you. All right, well, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks, And enjoy your Sunday. I want an Twitter message if you got the anchovies.
All right, well, report back next episode on the anchovies if I decide to get some.
If you do an anchovy pizza, I will PayPal you that amount for that pizza after I see the receipt. You send me the receipt and
I
that
will
a picture of you eating
a pic
it.
and a picture of the receipt.
I will pay for that pizza today if you eat an anchovy pizza. That's my challenge to you.
I will get one someday.
No, I want it like I want to know.
We gotta order some, we gotta figure out when I'm gonna order some pizza then, and where to get
Yeah.
it from. Right, I will
All
report
right.
back.
Yeah. And then if you do it within 5 days of this recording and you send me a copy of the receipt to my phone and a picture of you eating it, then I will reimburse you for that pizza.
That seems like too much work. I'd rather just pay for the pizza.
That's not, taking a picture? That's all you have to do.
Say, Alexa, take a picture of me eating this pizza and send it to
Oh, Lord.
Mike Myers. It'll be done.
All right. Well, I'll talk to you later.
Right, bye.
You have a good one. Bye.
Yeah.